I think we got the coordinates right this time. We've been dimension hopping for years, but I think we're finally back home.
Oh, oh God.
I'm so happy. Remember that one dimension where everything was made out of chili?
Ugh.
Yeah,
and that dimension where the Golden Gate Bridge was blue?
Ugh, that was horrible.
This place seems a lot more normal. You know, no killer turkeys as far as I can tell.
Sky's blue, grass is green.
And James is here.
Yeah. Hey, hi, guys.
Oh, James, sorry you didn't come on a trip with us, but you probably are happy about that.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Some of the things we've seen.
Sounds like I missed out on quite an adventure.
How long has it been from your perspective?
A couple of months.
Oh, wow.
You didn't move, huh?
Well, I came back at the same time every day because you guys said you'd be back at this time.
That's true. Yeah. He's very loyal.
You're here. I think, you know what, we could all use a little relaxation, so why don't we call up Will and get the game going?
Who's Will?
Welcome to Ragnarok, your home of the Nerdpocalypse.
Okay, and we're recording.
Oh my God.
Prove it.
The red light's on. Numbers running, Alex?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, but what does that mean to me?
But they're counting down.
Uh-oh.
Also, the red light is blinking faster and faster.
Oh, I know what happened. Instead of a mic, I hooked up a bomb.
Oh. 4, 8,
so does
15,
that just mean
16,
that it's
20,
only
that means,
two.
That means
it's
we've got to finish this game extra quick so I can shut it off.
That means it's only recording when the light's on.
No,
so when
I
it blinks,
put the numbers
it's not
in,
recording.
No, when it blinks, it's not recording.
Oh.
I put the numbers in, we're good.
It's going to be a really weird recording.
Well, that gets us 108 minutes, and we're going to have to do it again. Yeah.
So we have to finish this game in under 108 minutes. Or we're gonna die, and maybe we get some like bonus extensions on the way. I guess
Maya then just has to input the numbers again at 108 minutes.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, make it 107 minutes to be safe.
So hey everybody, I'm Ryan. I'm gonna be GMing this game.
Hi Ryan.
Today we're gonna be playing Dungeon World. I think we decided to call this campaign the Fools of Fate.
I didn't say anything.
I did.
You know, more than one person.
Yeah, you just kind of, like, assume that we all agree. All
right, well, I made an executive decision that we're calling this campaign The Fools of Fate.
It is your campaign.
I think I want to call it...
Well, I don't give a shit.
Fancy Frolics.
What you want to call it, because it's irrelevant.
I'm out.
How about we call it The Fools of Fate?
There we go.
Fancy Frolics.
So why don't you guys go ahead, introduce your characters. I know it's been a little while since we've played. It's
been a while. I'm Meyer!
Jesus!
And I'm playing Ben Farrell, Elvin Bard, college dropout.
No, that's the wrong character.
Oh, wizard. Elvin wizard. College dropout.
Leaked a little bit of Pendril in there.
A little. This ain't Bard.
Where's the habit?
Yeah.
He regrets ever bumping in these two. Now I'm stuck with them.
All right, speaking of these two, I'm Alex, and I'm playing Walter Thimbleson. He is a human paladin. He is a paladin of the god Yintos, who is the god of curses and spite. His holy symbol... that he wears on a chain around his neck is a big middle finger that's always pointing outwards at everyone.
And it makes him friends everywhere he goes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And Yintos is angry Steve Buscemi.
Yes.
As everyone should be. Mm-hmm. Speaking of everyone, hi, I'm Eric.
You're
I'm part
everyone.
Of everyone. I'm part of everyone.
No, you're not.
I'm one very small percentage of everyone.
You are a man unto yourself.
I'm the best. Thank you.
No one says that but you.
Alex insinuated it. Hi, I'm Eric. I'm playing Tmek X Lefwo. He's a salamander, and he's an immolator. He left his tribe because he didn't like him anymore, I think. This has been a while.
Been a while.
he lost confidence in them when, Walter here came in and started preaching about Yintos. No, he lost confidence before that.
There was a war, if I remember correctly.
Right, that they lost.
Yep.
Right.
And then when Walter came by, he's like, yeah, Yintos is all right. I'm going to go with this guy.
He's like, hey, you know who doesn't lose a war? Yintos.
That's right. Mm-hmm. As far as I've seen, he hasn't.
Yep.
So he fought his chieftain, or whatever I called him before, to leave the tribe, and he took his singed war helmet with him, which I forget if I lost in the last game.
You forgot the significance of it, yes.
And the
shut your droids up!
The middle initial X is a mark of shame among the people.
Correct.
So you are now.
I wear it with pride.
Yeah. No one else outside of the salamander people really knows about that. Nope. But you know, if you have to explain
shame.
It to them.
Shame.
And I have a brother named. Shame.
No. Shame. So what do you guys remember about last time?
So we're still stuck in the sinking temple of the desert goddess Thark.
Yeah, and you cut her head off. Now you're carrying her around.
We managed to make our way to her tomb, which we defiled by cutting her head off and taking it with us because I could speak to dead. And Yintos wanted me to do something really bad and annoying to her, so we're taking Thark's head with us. We also got treasure, and we got that Urn of Thark, which is a never-ending pitcher of water, which is pretty cool.
Do we have a mission now, too?
Well, you found out that Fate is in the Uplands Dead.
Yes, I have that on this card here. Fate is in the Uplands Dead, so that's where we need to go, because I have a mission, I have a holy mission for my god that I have to call Fate an asshole.
To his face.
To his face.
To their face. I don't know what face.
This could be a her.
It's face.
Yeah.
So we were making our way down to the very bottom level because that's where the exit is.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, yeah. All right. So we'll start off with you guys. Have you paused to rest or, you know, gather your strength or anything? Since raiding the Tomb of Thark, or are you just...
I'm good. I don't... Because the Tomb of Thark was on fire, or it, flooding,
yeah, it
or...
It was on fire, and then it collapsed.
It seemed like time was an issue.
Right. It was a good time to go.
I'm one XP from leveling up.
The corridors that you ran out into are stable, on the other hand. Problem is, though... remember how I said that sand was starting to accrete in, like, the corners and the cracks, and...
If I say I don't remember, will it not be happening?
No, it will not. Yes, it will still.
Oh, damn it! So close!
Almost had it.
Yeah. And then I realized I should say the other thing than what my brain wanted to say. But yes, it will still be happening. Now it's gotten a lot worse. You guys are trudging through sand that is... getting to be about shin deep, and you can see it visibly pouring in
Eric's
from
favorite in deep.
The ceilings and any kind of cracks in the walls and what have you. You get to the only passage down to the bottom level. It is pretty much, if you picture like an archway, made out of... I guess you would think sandstone or some kind of clay. And beyond it is just a constantly shifting wall of sand. This is one of the lower parts of the sand pit that Meyer was almost, or Fenferel was almost thrown into.
Hey, that's nice.
At the beginning of the second session.
Oh, so we could have skipped that whole thing.
Yeah, if you had... dived into the sand.
Oh, I think we knew that, because we would be heavy with sin and we would have sunk.
Yeah, but now that's the only way to get down to the level where the exit is.
Right, we're heavy with sin.
Yeah. So, you guys come to this doorway, shifting sand beyond. You could just throw yourselves into it, or you could try to take precautions to make sure you're not, like, swept down to the bottom and crushed by the shifting sand, because if you're too heavy with sin, that's what happens.
Well, I'm carrying their goddess's head in a bag.
Will that float? Because that's not heavy.
No, I think it says I'm carrying it.
Oh, you have... Okay, well, collectively, we have her head. So we might just get pushed to the bottom and crushed.
If anyone asks, I do not have the head. I don't want to be part of this.
I take out the Urn of Thark and just...
As I said, coolest, clearest, cleanest water you've
ever
tasted.
Anybody want some? It's endless. See? I just turned it upside down. That
water spills out.
No?
Me and water don't always get along.
Alright.
Fuck the water. Give me the water.
Yeah. So what sort of precautions can we take?
If one of you guys has, what do you call it? Dungeon provisions. You could spend a charge to have a rope or some kind of a.
I have adventuring gear.
That's
I do. I have half a rope left.
Okay.
It's like 3 feet of a rope.
No, it's like 25 feet of rope.
Yeah, it was a significant amount of rope.
Why would you just have 6 feet of rope?
Rope. I don't carry around rope.
So you could.
You don't carry around an adventure.
Unless you're really small and walk, climb up a guy.
Baldwin could use it.
Oh yeah, Baldwin.
How's he doing?
He's
stoned.
Yeah, he's stoned, and he's also getting kind of pumped because you know you guys raided the tomb of a god and came away with riches and spoils. So he's,
that's right. Baldwin has a shit ton of gems.
Yeah, you gave him some gems to keep him from.
See,
leaving.
Baldwin, we told you that coming with us would be a good idea.
Yeah, this is exciting. I'm excited to see what happens next, although I am almost buried to my waist.
Yes, well, next we have to jump into that swirling pit of sand.
Ah.
The day is full of adventure.
Is there anything I could tie the rope to up here?
Yeah, there are some, like, relief sculptures in the walls, a couple of pillars...
Okay.
Should be pretty sturdy.
Yeah.
The only thing is, you're not sure how. You know, it's not like you could say you're going three stories down.
Right.
You're not sure exactly how far you will have to climb down.
So, are you saying I don't have enough rope?
You're not sure. You have no idea. So, like, you could climb down your 25 feet of rope.
Mike.
Right.
Huh?
Stop eating that. It's like someone's gonna sound terrible on the mic.
Am I not allowed to have snacks?
Well, it's crunchy. I'm trying
to keep my mouth shut.
Stop talking with your mouth full. That's worse.
What are you talking to me?
He's better than Will.
Yes.
Will, who tries to eat and breathe through his mouth at the same time.
At least my mouth is closed.
So yeah, you're not sure like how far down you have to go. So you might have enough rope, you might not have enough rope.
Can I spend another charge on my adventuring kit for more rope?
I mean, no offense, we probably should have Baldwin go first. He's probably the least sinner,
We won't know. I mean, even if he does go first, there's no way for us to know if it works because we can't see through the swirling vortex, can we?
It is completely opaque.
All right, so I'm going to reach into my adventuring bag and pull out more rope.
And I should also point out that Baldwin was with you guys when you raided the tomb of a goddess.
Yeah.
The goddess whose temple you are now trapped in.
Yeah, no, Baldwin should go first. I think one of us should go first, so that way then we could... You know what? I'll go first.
That's a good idea.
And then that way when I get to the bottom, I can, like, hold the rope so you guys can just... climb down and you'll be there where you need to be.
All right.
Good luck, buddy.
So you tie one end of the rope.
No, wait, I'm going to see if there's anything I can do before I go. Nope. Can I cast a good spell on myself? What do I have prepared? Cure light wounds, magic weapon. Nope. All right, so... Yeah, okay. Sanctify, light, guidance. No. Can I... cast light on the... Well, is it dark in here?
Yes.
Alright, so I'm gonna cast... If I cast light on the rope...
I think you said you've been casting light on your shield this whole time, which is the light source that you have currently.
Right. I also make fire weapons.
If I cast light on the rope, I know I'd lose it on the shield. Would it be the whole rope?
Yeah, I would say that's permissible.
Okay. So I'm gonna cast light on the rope instead.
Okay.
And then that way there'll be light up here, and then wherever I'm going,
so
conceivably.
Go ahead, roll for that. Ask Yintos.
Wisdom.
Ask Yintos for his favor.
7, and wisdom, 8.
All right, so you get to pick.
I get to pick. Where is that piece? Why do I not have
it?
That's the one piece of the cleric sheet I don't have.
Eric.
Thank you. 7 to 9. I draw unwelcome attention. Casting, I get minus one ongoing to cast a spell. Spell is revoked by the deity. I'll take minus one.
Okay, so just make a note of that.
Yep.
Until you commune again. Yintos is enjoying his gloating, and you get the feeling that asking him for favors and spells is in cutting into his Yintos.
Yeah, yeah, whatever, fine, dear.
Yeah, basically.
Mm-hmm. All right, so now I'm going to climb down the glowing rope.
So the light source in the room shifts from Walter's glowing shield to Walter's glowing rope. And Walter begins to descend. So go ahead.
All right. So I'm gonna. So this is the plan, guys. I'm gonna go down, and if I make it to safety, I'm going to hold the rope so that you guys will just be able to climb down and get to the safe spot.
And if not,
well then I'll be dead, and you guys will have to figure it out for yourself because I won't give a shit.
Okay, Mr. Walter.
Yes.
I have a question.
Yes,
how are we supposed to know that you made it down to safety? You're going to give us a signal, like you're going to tug the rope?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
We'll go with that.
So if we don't see the rope go, then we'll assume that you have been crushed by sand.
Or any myriad other ways that I would be dead.
What if something else tugs the rope? There's a lot of pulling with the sand and everything.
You know what? I'm going to... You guys are smart. I'm gonna leave that to you.
Shut the light on the rope if it
works. you realize as a cleric that if you die, your spells will probably dissipate. So
yeah, he's a paladin.
That's how you know. If the light goes out on the rope, it means I'm dead. All right, I jump in.
All right. So defy danger using strength to climb hand over hand down this rope.
Well, wait a second. My life's bound to yours, so if he dies...
I got a 7.
Oh, Mr. My Life's Bound to...
All right.
I can hear my life is bound to you.
You are so jealous. I didn't want him in the bound my life. He did himself.
No. Our fates are bound.
That means I'm...
And his fate is being swept to the bottom of a sandstorm shaft. So... So I'll give you a choice. Taking a pretty massive amount of damage.
Okay.
Or being able to get to the level that you want.
Wait.
I'll get where I want.
I'll take going where I want and not taking massive damage.
I'm sorry. I fucked up. I've done this so many times.
No. You gave me the choice.
No. The choice is between getting where you want and taking a massive amount of damage.
That's not a choice at all.
Or you don't take damage, but you get kind of stuck and you can't really move. Someone has to do something to help you.
I like the other choice better.
Yeah, that was...
Would my armor count in this massive damage?
Yes, it would.
All right.
There's your choice. I'm going to give you $20 or we're going to shoot you.
It's either I kill you, I kill your whole family, or up. I will take the damage.
All right. Who's got a D10?
I do.
Okay, so roll it twice, take the better.
Two.
One.
Two.
Two.
All right.
That's nothing.
Yeah. Yay.
So as you climb down, you know, like you're... Just... It's really strange because you're lowering yourself and being pushed down.
Yeah.
But also hanging on to the rope. You could almost, like, just sort of let go and let yourself be pushed down the rope, but you don't want it to, you know...
Yeah, well, I figure I'm controlling my descent. It's not like I'm lowering myself.
You're just...
slowing my descent.
Yeah. Hanging on to
as
the
rope.
As
you're going, you lose your concentration, the light goes off or something.
No! It's not a concentration spell.
Yeah, no, he yeah,
it's a joke better if it was.
It was. It would. So where do I get to?
You find yourself there is miraculously enough rope to get you down to the level that you want to go to. It is called the Maze of Despond.
Oh right. Oh, we got the we need the quill, but we've got the letter for the priestess from her boyfriend.
Right.
Probably dead boyfriend.
Well,
the boyfriend is probably crushed. If into a fine paste.
I mean, we'll only bring that part up if she asks.
Yeah, I'm sure she assumes by now, since the upper levels have been collapsing.
Is there anything down here in this room I could tie the rope to?
No. It's just long enough.
Like, oh, okay.
You pretty much like feel the top of the archway on the lower level as you're hanging from it, and you have to kind of like push yourself out the door with like a quick motion. The level that you're on is completely dark because the rope that you have the light spell on is still in the shifting sands. But you can sort of make out like a vaulted arch and like a colonnade in the darkness. The rest of you.
I'm gonna.
His light's still on. He's alive, maybe.
Tug the rope.
Yeah. Everybody is just sort of staring, wrapped at the rope, waiting for the light to go off. And so.
Thanks, guys.
Do you think he made it?
He's a tough guy. I believe he's going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Very strong.
So, which one of you guys are going next?
I'll go.
Oh.
It will be me.
So you have alone time with you and him, and you'd be kissing each other, and...
I do not kiss!
Right to sex?
I don't like you.
Yeah, I don't care.
I am his friend and follower. What benefit? Nothing more.
Not that there'd be anything wrong with it if you were.
Of course!
All of a sudden, like the rope sort of jiggles a little as Walter gives it a tug. So that's the signal. He's alive. He made it.
He lives. Down I go.
Yeah, you are going to go down.
Thank you.
I bet he goes down. Hello, Baldwick.
Yes.
I'm going to be quiet, so when the recording, it sounds like he was kissing Mike.
I'm the cutest one.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
That's debatable.
I'm the cutest one. I'm the Meyer, gotta love me.
God.
Not the Ryan, not the Ryan.
Yeah. So go ahead.
To Mech,
yes. Forgetting all your names. Make me defy danger using strength.
Uh-oh.
By the way, thank you for the use of your poker table, Myra.
Seven.
All right, so I'll give you the same choice I gave to Walter. But the right way instead of...
No!
So you can be stuck in place and someone has to do something to help you. Or you can take massive damage and make... massive by massive, I mean... You know, whatever you roll.
I'm going to take the damage, and I know it's going to be a lot more than Alex's.
All right. A lot more than zero.
So yeah. Best of D10.
Starting off with a two. And there's a one.
So two. One's better.
Yeah. No.
That.
Two is higher.
Better is subjective.
Well, better means take the higher result.
Ah.
All right. So I took two.
So you take two, and your armor counts toward that. So
I don't have armor.
So Walter, you see like lizard feet. You're waiting. Oh,
come on.
Come in.
Over here, come on. You can do it.
So I figure I'm partially down when the sands are too strong to rip me from the rope.
Yeah.
And I fall and take a bit of damage. Not too much. But I dud right next to Walter.
You can actually feel the force of the sand like trying to drag you down into the, you know, further into the shaft, but Walter like grabs you by the scruff of the neck and hauls you out.
Some of the sand around me starts to become glass. This has just made things worse.
So Baldwin, who's next?
I guess I'll go.
Oh.
If that's all right.
Yeah, go for it. You're short, it's almost up to your like chin anyway.
Okay. Wish me luck.
Good luck, buddy.
You should have told me you were out of Ryan's, so I would have gotten you more.
Yeah, I didn't realize it.
I got you smaller cans of Arizona to take to work.
Oh, thank you.
So, you know, upstairs. Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Hi.
I mean, I love you, honey.
In case you don't make it, you want to, like, give me your gems or something?
He gives you, like, the side eye. Like,
It's okay, I know how you feel about Eric.
No, I'm all right. I think I'll take him with me. If you wanna persuade him to give you his gems, it'll be a roll.
Alrighty. Are you sure? I mean, it's...
So let's go with.
You can trust me. We got all the fun times we had, getting stoned together. You can trust me.
Yes. I think.
Charisma?
Yeah, plus charisma, because it's either going to be parlay or defy danger using charisma.
That is an 11.
11. Alright. Well, I mean, I'm going to say that the only reason you have leverage, we'll make it parlay, the only reason you have leverage is because you're alone with him, so you could really just, like, push him into the sand and take the gems. So he's like, yeah, sure, thank you, Master Fenfrel, I appreciate you doing me this service, and he hands you his bindle. And then he begins sliding down as fast as he can. You see him. He like just sort of touches his feet into the sand,
yeah.
And he's immediately like drawn down. You hear like an abbreviated scream, and then it's just silence and sand. You guys hear a growing scream coming down the rope, and.
Like
you see, like a thrashing halfling body. He's like, Master Walter.
I got you. Oh, you want to get him?
So
yeah, I won.
All right, Tim, I can get him.
You guys, somebody make me a, and you can assist on this if you want.
Mm-hmm.
Defy danger using strength.
Maybe it's better if you do an ISS.
No, you do it.
Okay.
Take one of those.
You got this.
I take one of the chips out of the bindle and.
Oh, 11.
11. All right, so you haul him out. He's Master Tmek. Master Tmek, thank you. Thank you so much.
I cannot let my blacksmith be hurt.
I was so frightened. I thought I was going to die and die at the bottom of a horrible shaft.
Well, technically, that could still happen.
It has not happened yet. And that is what you have to be happy about.
Right. Right.
Now we just need... So I give the rope another tug for... Fen.
Well, I'm going to take I take one of the gems out of the bindle and I put it in my pocket.
Okay, so you can add a gem to your inventory.
And then, Bob from our halfling who's already lost everything.
You're the one to blame.
What?
You convinced him to do this.
No.
Hey, he was impressed with Eric's craftsmanship.
He didn't asked to come with us.
He didn't realize that they were psychopaths.
Hey, we don't use the word.
One gemstone. One large gemstone.
All right, let's get that sand off you, Baldwin. I just take the urn of Thark and pour it over his head. Get it off. Get it off.
Thank you. Thank
you. All right, so what do I roll?
Defy danger using strength.
That's my weakest of the skill. That's in
a... I'm sure Yen will be fine. Fen.
Fen.
Yen,
would you like
eight.
Japanese money or something?
Eight.
No.
So you... Same conundrum. You either get stuck in place and you can't move. You just have to like stay clinging to the rope. Or you can make it all the way down, but you're going to take some damage as you exit the sandstorm.
I'll get stuck. That hasn't happened yet.
Okay. So, Fen, you get, like, most of the way there. And then it's a familiar sensation for you because you crawled through the statue.
I did do that.
This is exactly the same, and the sand is just, like... pushing against you and scouring your flesh and the pressure of it, it's got you like crushed up against the wall. Help! You guys hear, muffled by, you know, the shifting sands, screams for help from your elf and wizard friend.
How are we supposed to help him? What do you want us to do?
Suck! Help!
Suck?
He's got my gems. I gave him my gems.
Well, that was a stupid decision. He probably stole them.
He gave me this look. I didn't...
Oh, it's okay, Bolden. We'll get your gems back. All right. I guess one of us is going to have to climb up there and get them. I guess I'm going to have to climb up there and get
them. They all stare at you.
I climb up the rope.
The other thing you could do is you could attempt, this would be placing your fate entirely in their hands, attempt to persuade him to let go and, like, reach in and yank him out as he comes careening by.
Let go! We'll catch you!
That's the stupidest idea I've heard.
Says the man currently being crushed to death inside a vortex of sand.
You see, he thinks your ideas are stupid.
Well, he's entitled to his opinion. He's wrong, but he's entitled to it.
Let's see. How many magic can I do to get out of this mess?
All right, I'm coming.
I have the spell, Free from Sandstorm.
I will start climbing up the rope.
All right, so there's going to be two checks. Both defy danger. I will let you substitute con if you want.
I'd rather use strength.
Okay.
Nine.
The vortex is really, you know, whipping up and pushing down. It seems to almost sense your sin and how strong it is on you. And it wants to, you can feel it, it wants to take you all the way to the bottom and bury you forever. Mm-hmm. So your choice this time, you can get like a tenuous hold on Fenferil, like by his ankle or something, but you can't like pull yourself up enough to really help him.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could just, like, power through it and maybe you can take more damage.
I'll power through.
Okay, so again, best of D10.
Three. And four.
Okay, so you take the four.
I take nothing.
Your armor's going to be extra polished.
Yep.
So, yeah, you feel Walter, like... Uh-huh. Shimmying up the rope, and then he like gets his arm around your waist, mm-hmm. and
all right, let's go.
And again,
defy danger again
to get down. You could help if you want this time.
Yes,
yeah, Chris says his means still isn't over. He doesn't think it'll be worth coming by the time he can get here.
All right, so we won't be introducing Chris's character this session.
My roll.
You roll plus
your bond with Walter.
Wait.
I don't have any bonds right now.
It says one.
I only have one.
I got a nine.
All right. So you get plus one. You get plus one, but whatever happens, you're both,
both on the hook for it.
On the hook for it.
Fair enough.
13.
Yeah. All right.
So this time, since I know where we're going. Hold on! And I just kind of, like, let go of the rope most of the way and let the sand push me down until I get to the very bottom. I grab it and I swing us over onto the ledge, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, that's fine. That's exactly how it happens.
See? Wasn't so bad. Give a slap on the back.
You're just stinking gems.
Did you steal any?
Nope.
Is there a way I could tell if he's lying? There's no read a person.
There's no read a person. What's his face? Baldwin is already like counting them.
What are you doing?
Just making sure they're all there.
You counted how many gems you have?
Yes, wouldn't you?
Some could have fallen out while you were stuck in that tunnel.
Yeah, how do you know that? I felt... You could have fell out when I was trapped in that thing.
Well, and that's why you should make sure.
There's one missing.
All right, so one missing. Big whoop.
All right, well...
Chef forever.
He kind of like ties it back into a bundle and you know holds it close to his chest and gives you a suspicious glance.
You want to go up there and check?
No, I don't.
What's that look for, sir? I am an honorable wizard. Thank you very much. Only the best and brightest went to Waha University.
Yes, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to impugn your honor, Mr. Fenfrill.
After all we've been through, after all of the weed I let you smoke.
Is there any way I can get my rope back?
No. It's foregone.
Goodbye, half rope and other rope. I'm going to recast light on my shield then.
All right, remember we got that -1 fold. Yeah.
That would have been 10, so 9.
Alright, so you get that same. You either forget the spell, another -1, or you attract unwanted attention.
What do you guys think?
Ah, no.
I think I'll forget the spell.
Okay.
It goes off, so I get light on my shield.
I mean, I am a wizard, I can also do light.
And I can make fire weapons, which make light.
Yeah
so... The rope that no one can see goes out, and my shield glows again.
You can see in the archway behind you, the sand vortex is almost, like, pulsing outward like it's reaching for you guys.
Yeah, let's get away from that.
Yeah, I take a few steps back. So... Oh, do I... Yes, that's how I commune again. I have -1. Okay.
All right. So you guys have a... map. You don't know a safe way through it, because it's only like a floor plan type of thing. Somebody roll me a d6.
I got it. 5.
5. Okay. So you have to have 5 encounters.
Son of a...
Well, we need to deliver the letter to the priestess first.
That's one.
Is she here?
She is somewhere on this level.
Yeah, we got her.
Oh, okay. Is there any indication on our map where... the priestess would hang out?
It's not like a...
Well, I mean, like, I know, like, it wouldn't say, like, trap here, trap there, but if there's, like...
I was going to say, it's not like a marauder's map, but...
Well, no, it might say, like, priestess quarters or ceremony chamber or something. But, all right, I guess...
All right, we'll you're right. There is a chapel marked with a special insignia that matches the insignia on the letter that Victor gave you on the upper levels.
Gentlemen, I think our first order of business here should be to deliver this forlorn man's last love letter.
What was his name again?
I don't remember.
Yeah, me too. It's been a long day.
Yeah.
Oh, are you referring to the Scorpion Centaur thing?
Yeah.
I don't remember either. I'm so high right now.
Maybe we should like read the letter, and then
it has like a seal on it, right? No, we don't want to.
No.
Because they definitely will say his name on it. It'd be kind of...
Not necessarily. It could be like a pet name. Like, we wouldn't want to go there and say, look, we've delivered your letter from Puppy.
It's going to look bad, though, when we're like,
It started... Oh, okay. It started with a V.
Vincent.
Vince, maybe?
Vince Nickelback.
Viceroy?
Victor?
Victor!
Yay.
It was Victor.
Is it Victor?
I think it was Victor.
That sounds familiar. That sounds right, yes.
All right.
So, listeners, if it's not Victor, yell at us in the comments.
Oh, no, it really was Victor. I have it in my notes.
All right.
The characters didn't remember.
I was joking.
Yeah.
In character.
Oh, thanks. I should have said it in character.
Victor!
I thought you did say it in character.
No, I said it in Eric.
Oh.
So yeah, you guys can head off. I will say that you can go there straight off without having any encounters at all. All
right, let's go.
Sweet.
All right.
I'm gonna knock on the door.
Oh yeah, who has the letter? You did, right?
I have the letter.
So let me see.
It's because I
how does this work again?
Few friends, and then I stole from the library. Well, he doesn't know that, and he's dead.
No, you just borrowed reference materials.
That's true.
Which is tantamount to stealing, especially because of the library. Although the library is destroyed, so
that's true. So
you don't have to worry about paying late fees.
That's true.
Or the scorpion guy coming after me for the rest of my life.
Well, you don't know he's dead.
That's true.
That's how Ed got
but
to
he also doesn't know I stole from
him. He just kept it so long, and then the company went out of business.
And there's also a possibility he doesn't know that I stole it, especially now it's destroyed. It's not like he's going to do inventory.
Well, he probably would have had to leave before it was destroyed.
But how would it's a big library. You can't check one book missing.
Well, I mean, he knows where we are. He might be magically imbued with the sense to know what's in the library.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be pretty useful for a librarian. Just know.
That'd be kind of weird.
Yeah.
I hope that's not the case, honestly.
All right. So the corridors on this level are laid out in a completely like mind-bending maze. It's not just straight 90-degree turns. Sometimes they curve off in other directions. At some point, you see a corridor that just kind of like seems to like twist back on itself, like it's almost turning into a spiral. But eventually you get to a broken section of wall. It looks like it should be like a dead end, like you've run into a blind alleyway. But the brickwork has been something from beyond the wall, like pushed through it. So the hallway is lined with busted up masonry and
this is where his girlfriend lives.
I'm just thinking. I mean, she's dating Victor.
Yeah.
She could be pretty scary herself.
I mean, maybe she's beautiful. Who knows?
It could be a Beauty and the Beast.
So how are you guys approaching this? Are you gonna like walk straight up?
Yeah.
Or are you gonna like sneak up or?
I'm gonna walk right up. I mean, I've got a glowing shield.
Yeah.
Okay. So as you're walking up,
mail call.
Yeah. You hear a snippet of conversation. It says something, a voice, like raspy and feminine, says something along the lines of, we've gotten word that the connection to the sewers has collapsed. They may have raided the temple.
Oh.
If we don't find them soon, we're all gonna die.
Oh.
Ew.
There are you three.
Yep.
Everybody, you see a bunch of you would assume they're wearing the same or similar garb mm-hmm. to the rapt priests,
mm-hmm.
But they are all women. And another scorpion centaur.
Oh, look, it's probably that one.
Don't be quick to
don't
judge.
Stereotype. Even though I just said before I only date salamanders.
they are in a small chapel that is well lit with candles. They seem to have a bunch of weaponry and provisions just scattered everywhere. And they are all gathered around a table. It looks like a makeshift table. They've like taken up some of the pews in the chapel and leaned them against each other to make a solid surface. And they all look up.
Which one of you is Victor's girlfriend?
One of the rapt priestesses unsheathes. Can I give them swords? I have to check.
Give them the feather dusters.
What did I give them?
Plungers.
Mm. With feather duster attachments.
Ooh.
Oh, yep. She's got a scimitar.
Is that you then? You're pulling out a sword.
Scimitar.
You're pulling out a scimitar. Is that you? Because I have a letter from Victor.
My name is Moira. Maria is her, yes. Is her name.
Yeah. I told you not to be so quick.
Having delivery.
Oh, yeah.
We spoke to Victor earlier.
Victor at the library. Yeah. He became friends with him. He said since his death was quite imminent because it was going to collapse at some point, he decided to write you a nice love letter for us to send.
Well, we don't know it's a love letter.
Well, we're getting a letter.
He wrote a letter.
He did love you.
We don't know what it is.
I'm sure he loved you.
As you
can see, the seal is unbroken, so we didn't read it.
Did not.
Ooh.
That's the truth.
Very well. Hand it over.
Okay.
The rest of the scorpion centaur and the other priestesses are sort of like fanning out and forming like a defensive semicircle around the opening where you guys are. And she is walking up to you with her scimitar still drawn, holding out her hand.
Okay, hand it to her.
All right. She breaks
now
the seal.
Now let's just hope the letter doesn't say kill these people.
It's funny. Funny you should say that.
Okay.
She
make sure to get the books from this guy.
Yeah, I don't know. I took the books.
You keep saying that.
She breaks the seal and reads the letter, uh-huh. And there's sort of like a tense silence as you know she scans it, and you guys see like a teardrop roll down her face because it's her love's last words to her because uh-huh. You know she knows he's dead by now. And then she like crunches up the parchment in her hand and she turns to you and she said, "I have to search you."
Wait, what?
Pardon?
It was my Victor's last wish. That
okay.
If you took any of the books from his library, that I should.
Oh, books?
Or scrolls or papers.
I definitely have this gem I stole from that guy, though. that's the only thing I stole.
I knew it!
if you don't say anything else, Baldwin is going to, like, scamper up and just rip it out of your hand.
He's too short.
No, you hold it up. He son of a bitch, I knew it.
It was just one. You all bent all of them.
Alright, fine.
I took one.
That's for the weed.
So squaresies? You can go.
The other priestesses begin also drawing their scimitars.
Can I attempt to introduce a new idea to an NPC? The idea that nothing was stolen and we should be the search is unnecessary.
That's not really a new idea. That's
new idea is that that Fevril was doing a service, since he knew the library was going to be destroyed, saving these from destruction.
I will let you try to spin it that way. So go ahead and roll. See how it goes. All right,
plus charisma.
How many priestesses are there?
I am going to... How does this work again? Now, it was initially a 5, but I have the ability Burns Twice as Bright. I could channel the flames of fate to treat a missed roll as 7-9. But I have to tell you something I've lost, an emotion, a memory, or some innate piece of being.
Okay. Don't you have to cast the other one first?
I don't remember which one I cast last
time. I think you lost the helmet, like, at the very end of the session, so I think you have to, half as long before you twice as bright again.
All right. They respond negatively, speaking against the idea.
All right. Yeah, in that case, there are three priestesses and the scorpion centaur.
Can I?
They unsheath their weapons and say, the scorpion centaurus grimaces and grunts and says, "It's your fault we're in this mess."
No, not true.
Is there a way that I can disrobe with, like, get naked to, quote-unquote, prove I have nothing on me and have the book stay in my robes? Like search
a small mage hand within the
You could have like a cast mage hand and like sneak the book away.
I have mage hand.
Do you have invisibility?
Yes.
Did you cast invisibility on the book?
It's a cantrip, isn't it?
I don't have mage hand unless I'm thinking of just Dungeons and Dragons.
I think you're just thinking Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, I have unseen servant.
Unseen servants. That's the, excuse me, the Dungeon World equivalent of Mage.
Alright, I'll do that.
Okay. So you gotta roll for it.
So your unseen servant's gonna get all...
Yeah, it's gonna just, like, slide the book along the floor, maybe.
Well, look, it was over there the whole time. How could he have stolen it if it was right there on the table? You were just all looking at us. How'd you miss that one?
Ten. Okay, so yeah, where are you sending the book? You could slide it out back into the hallway.
Yeah, sure.
But it also has your map with it.
Yeah, do that.
Can you slide it to one of us?
The letter said that she only had to search him.
Okay, so I'll give it to Walter.
All right, so Walter, how do you get how does your unseen servant get Walter's attention as a room full of armed priestesses are like drawing swords on you guys, and one of them is like stepping up to frisk you?
It's a weirdo, so it kind of blows in his butt a little bit.
Who?
Okay, so you feel a strange draft, Walter. And then there's a book, and you realize that this is what they're looking for.
I take it and put it in my bag very quickly.
Fine.
What was that?
What you just did.
You want to
search? Whistling.
Hey! It's about me. If you want to search me, and I get this robe.
You throw off your robes. Are you like butt naked under there?
I am butt naked.
Okay, you don't even have like a wrap or...
Wait, it's like, where'd I get that tattoo from?
Wow. You had a crazy night.
What the shit?
There's a misspelling in it.
Does that say the goat life?
Oh my god. The goat life.
Oh, I mean, actually it says the goat leaf.
Oh. Elf, yeah.
That is a very detailed goat's head, though.
Yeah.
I've never seen them take up the entire chest before.
Yeah,
but
that's a really...
goat...
How long?
It's a leaf.
Goat leaf.
Goat leaf.
I think a leaf is intentional.
Even
leaf.
Got the eyes right, though, people.
Well, then they still spelled leaf wrong, eyes. Because they spelled it L-E-I-F.
Yeah, that's... Why would I have a goat leaf, though?
You should find a different tattoo artist.
Shut up, all of you. Maria has picked up your robe and is like rifling through your pockets.
Yeah.
Another gem.
What else do you have on you?
I had 85 gold, and I was had a healing potion. And I had actually 4 healing potions.
All right.
Don't you have the staff?
Plus staff. I don't know.
Plus it in your pocket. Yeah.
Roll plus nothing, just to see how much of a dick she is.
Luckily, he's not the one carrying Dark's head.
That would be.
I got an 8.
You
got
and
an
8. What is this?
It's the head of
goddess. I mean, not the head of your goddess.
It's the head of chart.
I got it at a flea market.
The gift shop. The temple gift shop.
Yeah.
It's a replica.
The gift shop is by the exit. Damn it!
So she takes, she's just like taking stuff out of your pockets.
I'll pile out of weeds too.
Yeah, she pulls a ridiculously huge bag like out of your pocket,
yeah,
and tosses it into the fire.
Hey, what the hell?
Well, if we get close, we'll all get high. She threw it into the fire.
More money.
You guys can see Baldwin, like, shuffling over toward the brazier she just tossed it into.
I put my hand on Baldwin's shoulder and just shake my head.
he looks despondent.
Man, you're destroying the property of an innocent.
She takes out your health potions and just, you know, tosses them. One of them breaks.
What the hell?
So cross off your weed and one of your health potions.
Oh, man.
She empties your pockets and, like, shakes the robe and then says, oh, I guess you didn't take anything after all.
Listen, lady, what the hell did you do that for?
So when will the recompense for what you've destroyed be coming?
Oh, never, because we're all going to die down here.
Well, that's recompense.
There's an exit.
Yeah, there is an exit.
Well, as priestesses, we are bound to serve the goddess's whims, and when she calls for our bodies, we must return them to the earth. And she has certainly called.
Can we have the quill so we can find our way through the maze? Because we don't want to be returned to the earth.
Well, if you want to make use of the quill, you're going to need a map.
Yeah, we need a map.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll find one. Just give us the quill. Please. I mean, we did come all this way to bring you the letter from your lost love.
Yeah, and in turn, you destroyed our compatriots.
You do owe us.
Someone make me that parlay check.
Yeah, you know how hard it was to get that stupid letter to you?
Is that charisma?
Yeah, plus charisma.
Well, what's your charisma?
It's plus one.
Mine's plus two.
Someone can help.
You can help.
Roll plus bond.
Yeah, I don't have a bond with them anymore.
So just plus nothing. All
right. Seven.
So, okay. That's
so you get one. Plus one, but you're both on the hook for whatever the outcome is.
12.
12.
Parlay. I didn't look up. It's over here. Parlay. When you have leverage on a GM character, manipulate them. Leverage is something they need or want on a hit. They ask you for something and do it. On a hit, they ask you for something and do it if you make them a promise first. On the 7-10, well, we didn't get a 7 for that.
Yeah. All right. You already gave her the letter. So I'm going to say instead of parlay, that was justified nature using charisma.
In that case, it was 12.
So yeah, you disarm the situation. You're right. She, you know, like kind of goes slack and says, "You're right. If." I suppose maybe we have misjudged you, and the Scorpion Centaurus does not like this at all. She stamps her hooves and begins like roaring, and the Maria goes just like holds up her hand, and the Scorpion Centaur just gets angry and storms off and starts punching the crap out of some statuary, stinging it with her tail, like really furiously. She says,
"Reasonable from a mustache."
Well, perhaps we've been misjudged.
Perhaps we have misjudged you.
That's not gonna get me back my weed.
Well, if the goddess wants you dead. Mm. We are not pledged to help her. We are merely pledged to sacrifice our lives if she ever calls us home. She takes something out of her wrappings, and she hands it to you.
Oh, thank you.
It is a large. Describe the quill of Persepolis. What kind of feather is it?
The feather of a rock. Although it has to be big then.
Baby rock?
Yeah.
Yeah, if it was the feather of a rock, it would be like 15 feet long.
That's Ring of Rock Johnson.
Here you go.
If you smell what Persepolis is cooking.
She says, that should guide you safely to an exit.
And exit? Is there more than one?
Probably not any longer. There was one up on 4.
Oh, yeah. No, not anymore.
Oh, yeah. That's gone.
So it's 4. The floor, not the number. The number still exists.
The concept of floor is still alive and well.
I would hurry, though. The goddess's wrath is strong, and she does seem to have it in for you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you very much, boys. We should probably be going.
I'll put my stuff in my robes.
Yeah, Fen, you can put your clothes back on.
No, I'm just going to put it over my shoulder and start walking away. So
he's naked.
All right. Well, you know what? That's okay. Let your freak flag fly, Fen. Goat leaf.
Goat leaf.
Goat leaf.
You should make a note of that.
You should check that.
Did you draw your goat leaf tattoo?
It's like a chest
piece. A giant chest piece. That's what I'm thinking. Goat leaf. Just a big goat head.
I was thinking like go on the chest and like on my belly, like where are they? Goat leaf. Goat, like a big R here.
Oh, so goat portrait up top and yeah. Then goat leaf on your stomach?
Yeah.
That works. But it's your tattoo.
That's what I'm thinking. Like chest piece of goat.
And then goat leaves.
And goat leaves.
And then there's like leaves too, kind of going off.
They did mean to write life, but it ends up being a happy coincidence that there were leaves there.
No, really. The leaf is still spelled wrong.
You guys turn and start to walk out of the chapel. And there's a rumbling. But there is a rumbling because the ceiling of the chapel caves in, and sand and earth and stone come crashing down and crush
the
scorpion centaur and all three priestesses, and begins like, you know, avalanching out of the hole, filling the corridor behind you.
Says you're right, bitches. Wow.
Oh, I probably shouldn't do this, so.
No, yeah, yeah. How does that work?
Well, give me a book.
There you go.
Get it. Take a map out.
Wait, what was that? What was that blowing?
Oh, that was, don't worry about it.
What happened? Okay.
He's a weirdo.
Something blew up my butt.
Who's weirdo? It's a thing.
And I'm wearing armor, too.
That's so impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I had to get my book to someone.
No, I get it. I'm just curious about the blowing up my butt.
It's weird. Magic's weird.
It may not have been a blowing. It may have been an ethereal finger.
Yeah, it could have been an ethereal finger. Whoa. They're very...
I don't know if I'm comfortable with
and
that.
And you accused me of things before.
I'm not judging. I just say you should be out and open about it.
There's nothing to be out and open about.
You say so.
What are you not open
Let's go.
Well, we don't know where we're going yet, so we're waiting
on Ben. Let's find a way to go, and let's...
12!
Nice.
12, alright.
Alright, so, I hold the map out. This is dangerous territory. Yep. And the quill. So the quill traces us, because my eyes maybe, like, I don't know, cloud over. And my
so like the quill takes over.
Comes over and traces a safe route for us, free of traps and enemies.
Nice.
All right.
So you guys don't have to have any encounters on the way unless you want to. But the temple is now in the process of collapse.
Let's have one.
Do we have time for one?
I think you could get away with one. Any more than that, and you're probably pushing.
All right, yeah, let's do one.
I'm going to put my robe back on.
Thank you. Where'd you get that tattoo done?
I don't know. It was a weird, and I don't know what happened last night.
Do tattoos work on salamander's scales?
I just remember I smoked a lot of weed. I drank a lot of stuff, like wizard magic, like wizard drinking, like wizard booze.
Okay.
How is wizard booze different than regular booze?
It fucks you up more.
Oh, so it's got like more alcohol?
It has magic.
Alright, wizard dancer, right?
Like incantations
when,
and
shit. When we get out of here, we are gonna party on wizard booze.
Yeah, let's go for it. It's like incantation and shit like that.
That sounds amazing.
Do you get wizard skills from drinking it?
You might get like prophecies sometimes. But you know.
Okay.
Did you have like a vision?
I don't remember anything.
So you don't know why it says goat leaf?
Nope. How's the guy's
little leaf again? L-E-I-F.
Like Leif Erikson. The quill leads you on a path, a winding, twisty, turny path. The map doesn't do the actual maze justice because the maze splits and divides and converges and twists and turns. It's nearly incomprehensible to keep track of and completely brain breaking. But you follow the way the quill says you should go. And as you're almost to the end, maybe like three quarters of the way toward the exit, you go through a room. Inside the room are racks and racks of rusted weapons. There are like swords and halberds and axes and pole arms and all kinds of things like that. Very old, nothing very usable. You see that there are someone seems to have freshly stocked a cabinet full of provisions. Mm-hmm. You see sacks of grain, and they are not moldy. Skins full of water and other stuff. So if you guys want, you can take rations from this pile. And you can reprovision your adventuring gear.
Oh,
I'm going to take two uses.
Yeah, I got my fucking magic back.
Even though I have
a
good reason not to trust this. But I'm going to take it anyway.
You can find a healing potion. There's some there.
So I can refill to five uses of dungeon rations from two? From three?
Yeah.
So you got to really be careful, though, with, like, wizard booze, because sometimes the alchemists, like, put shit in there. Like, when I say you can't do magic, it's not entirely true, because sometimes it's, like, out-of-control magic. Like, maybe you've been flying, and you can't control, or, like, breathing fire. And...
Oh, my God, I would love to breathe fire.
But you can't control
it. You can't breathe fire?
I could create fire.
Oh.
I mean, if I held my hands to my mouth and created some sort of flail, it would look like that.
I guess I just always assumed you could breathe fire.
Some of us can. Not all of us.
I mean, if we want, we can get at this. We can make like a batch of like wizard booze. And...
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Mm. So you guys restock yourselves?
I just take all the rope and put it in my bag.
Gonna need some of this.
Yeah.
And some more of this.
I'll take a little more rope.
Since you guys are going to be doing overland travel, this is an opportunity you guys should take some rations if you
I don't have it on my thing. Can I get rations?
Yes. Let me look that up in the...
Well, I have five uses, one weight. It's on my thing. I just didn't
take it. Mine is five uses of dungeon rations.
So I can just check off.
Check that off and make sure that you're not over your encumbrance.
Nope. I'm at 10 out of 14.
And Taylor was like at the end, didn't have to eat or drink or...
At all. It was one of the cleric things. Druid things.
Ooh.
It wasn't a move I took. It's just he doesn't by nature sustain.
So as you guys are finishing up stocking your packs, that rumbling intensifies. Stones begin to fall from the ceiling, and you hear corridors. You just hear like wham, 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 you know, and you feel like gusts of wind. Approaching as the cascading collapse inches ever closer to you.
Yeah, we should.
So everybody defy danger using dex.
Dex.
It's running time.
Eight.
I got a 10.
Eight. That's a good roll.
I'm glad I'm not rolling like I did in the
sprawl. No. 9. The dex isn't good.
All right.
So Alex full succeeded, and yep. Ryan and I part succeeded.
So I'll give you guys a decision. Either of you can choose the second decision and keep all your stuff. Uh-huh. You can either drop something or you can lose Baldwin.
Not losing Baldwin.
Can I take Baldwin because I got a 10?
It's up
it's
to
there.
Them.
Okay.
I'm not
it's
losing up to Baldwin. Them. You know, Meyer has a bunch of maybe I'll drop my healing potion.
Okay. So yeah, you are just, you know.
Or maybe some of those rations that I just picked up. How many would I have to drop it, or to be fair?
Whatever. It's one weight. The whole thing, five rations.
Yeah.
It would be all of them.
Oh.
Just drop one weight worth of stuff.
Oh, man.
Oh, well, healing potion is 0 weight.
Oh. Okay. Well, it's still like a significant item, so I would accept that.
I'll drop the healing potion.
Okay.
Having rations is going to be good.
Wait, well, only one of us will make a decision. I'll make a decision.
You can both choose to leave behind. Either of you can choose to leave behind Baldwin, obviously, but the other one, like, if you choose it, then Eric can't.
One.
But you can still choose it. It's on the table.
No.
Man, Baldwin's all right. So I lose something. I have 3 healing potions. I can really lose one.
Okay. So you both are, like, running arms full and healing potions roll off of your pile and smash on the floor. You emerge into a cave.
It's like, I'll drop Dark's head. We don't need that.
I just got that healing potion.
The passage collapses behind you and emits a huge, like, dust cloud. It's the rumbling and the roaring of the collapsing was so loud you almost couldn't hear, especially in the confined spaces. But now you guys seem to be in a cavern.
Oh, I forgot to mark XP before for failing my firebrands. Anyway,
there is a. There is a ledge probably about maybe 40 or 50 square feet. It's pretty wide. And then a precipice. It's just like a shaft that goes from way up to way down. And there is a roaring waterfall spilling out over a ledge to one side. And the water just goes down into a black abyss.
Like, I'm getting really tired of this dungeon. I'm always out of here.
I think we are out.
Yeah, you guys are out. You guys have found...
Well, there you go. You just said that earlier.
You guys have found the end of the Bubs River.
We're actually out?
Yeah, this is...
Yeah.
We survived this.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah, we survived.
Excellent.
Fuck you, bitches!
One rock falls on.
No, I meant the temple.
Okay. Oh, okay.
You have the goddess's head. You can...
Yeah, you can tell her directly.
Aethark.
It doesn't talk.
Yeah, it's a mummified head. It is a giant mummified head, but it...
Fuck you, bitch! What?
So we're stuck on this ledge.
If you somebody can spout lore.
You're a crazy fellow. Is it gonna kill us? Guess what?
We I'm good at intelligence.
Yeah, you can do that. I'm not.
That's 2. 8.
8. Okay. This is you have found the edge of the Bubs River.
It's the best river.
It ends in the great waterfall of the abyss, where the waters of the river leave this plain forever. You're not quite sure what that means, but judging by the endless gaping void below you, you can pretty well guess. So you know, if you ascend that ledge, and you can see, like, just as the waterfall breaks over the rocks, there is more cavern up there, and you continue to follow the river, you can get to the Dwarven Kingdom of Valconia, which is under the Fingers of Heaven, I think we called them.
Oh, Heaven's Long Peaks.
Heaven's Long Peaks. So that is the way to Valconia. Or you could jump down into the hole and see where the hell it takes you.
Let's go to Valconia.
That's an option, too.
Well, if we get to Valconia...
Yeah, we're finally free!
If we go to Valconia, we could take the Bubs River back to Asala Ilu.
Yeah.
And then take the, and then follow the trail to the Uplands Dead.
I dated a girl who's from Valconia.
Oh, really?
Huh? Yeah.
Dwarf girl?
Yeah.
Did she know someone named Bjorn?
No. I don't think so.
Well, actually, from the easiest way would probably be... Well, I say easiest.
Well, this is where the Bubs connects with the Sala Ilu.
It wasn't that
long. Oh, yeah, okay, that makes sense.
They dated only for a couple of months. You know.
And there may be...
Conversation.
Wasn't the beard a little weird?
She trimmed it. I mean,
oh, okay.
You know, she got the presentable. It wasn't, like, you know, a mess. And sometimes it kind of tickled. It felt kind of nice.
Sometimes I wish I could grow a beard. Doesn't really happen for salamanders.
I mean, elves don't really grow beards, so...
Yentos doesn't like me having a beard.
So...
So I guess we'll go to...
It's either up or down. I say up.
Well,
at least we don't even know what down is.
Yeah.
Given the glance I've had, I say up.
But then given up, I mean, Bash is going to happen either way.
I'm so go down. Try it.
I mean, here's the thing. We need to get to the Uplands Dead. And I feel like following the Bubs River to Valconia... It's just taking us totally out of our way. It's going real far north, so we can go real far south then. So I think we should go up, back into Asala Ilu, and then just head south. We can go to Warrior's Town, and then follow the Warrior's Path to the Upland Dead.
I mean, we could do that, or we can hang out with the dwarves for a little bit, kick back, relax.
You just want to see your old flame.
I mean, a little bit, you know. Now I'm thinking about her. It was a fun time.
She'll probably be impressed that you graduated from wizard school.
Yeah. She will.
Well, all right. So our options are back up to Asala Ilu or north to Valconia. So who wants to go to Valconia?
Yeah, I'll go over there.
Who wants to go back to Asala Ilu?
I'm undecided. Okay. I care neither way.
Hey, Baldwin, what do you think?
I have no quarrels with the dwarves, but given the welcome that you guys had at Asala Ilu last time, perhaps you should avoid them.
Yeah, you're probably right.
They weren't very fond of you.
They're not very nice. Although, to be fair, it was Thark's people last time, and most of them are dead.
Yeah, a lot of...
But the oasis might be a little screwed up now, too, so there could just be general chaos in town.
So off to Valconia, then.
Well, let's head up first and see where we wind up.
All right, any of you guys have climbing gear?
adventuring gear.
I do.
You just got brand new rope.
Adventuring gear could be climbing gear.
Yep, spend the use, and you've got, you know, like... picks and pinions and whatever else you need, rope.
Okay.
So here's how we'll do this. If somebody climbs up and secures like a rope and throws it down, I'll give everybody else a +1 forward to defy danger.
I want to do it.
All right. So you can defy danger using, I'll give you a choice, dex or strength.
They're the same bonus either way. So, Strex.
Strex. Okay.
Strex core?
Six.
Six.
Let me mark an experience.
Okay.
The good news is, I'm 2 experience away from leveling up.
Yeah.
I'm only 1.
You know what? I'm not going to be a dick because that will screw over the whole rest of the plot. So you're not going to fall into the bottomless abyss.
Hooray!
However, take a D8 of damage. As you start climbing, you get a good chunk of the way.
5.
5.
I need some healing, by the way.
You...
Well, now it's more intense.
You hit like a loose rock, mm-hmm. lose your footing, and fall a good...
I lost my footing and not my foot.
A good 30 or so feet. And it's more like a roll, a tumble. You tumble down the mountainside and collapse in a pile on the floor.
If I tell them that they should all try it, is that spreading a dangerous new idea, which gives me a chaotic experience? It's dangerous.
It is dangerous. So you guys see Tamek ascend most of the way, lose his grip, and then fall.
Tamek, are you all right? All right, I'm going to.
Oh, okay, he doesn't care.
I'm going to lay hands on him.
Oh, didn't let me finish my sentence.
Mustard's Baldwin, I bet he's gonna like this.
11.
11. So describe what it looks like when you heal.
On a 10 plus. All right, so I run over and lay hands on his chest and say a little prayer, and the light emanates from my holy symbol, and it moves up, it gets right into Mech's face and kind of trembles. And then just goes limp again. So you heal 1d8. Or remove 1 disease, but perhaps heal 1d8.
I don't get rid of disease, I had a cold. 8. Alright.
I bet you he like bone.
Perhaps disease. I should try now. I'm going to climb. 9.
Baldwin doesn't want to judge.
You said I could use strength, right?
Yes, you could. Yeah, so you can 9. Use strength.
Hey, I bet you liked
all right.
When Walter played his hands on you, huh?
What was that?
I said that he liked it when you laid your hands on him.
It is a very pleasant sensation, I've been told.
You gotta stop being such a bro dude, man. It's a little homophobic, you know? It's all this...
What? Not homophobic because he ain't gay.
Alright, I just... You know... Alright, so...
Yeah, this is how guys, like, tease each other in college.
Yeah, no, but we're not in college, dude. We're in a pit. In the bottom of the world. So Walter,
I'm gonna tweet that for us.
Walter, you get up to the upper ledge. There is, however, nothing to affix or that you can see to affix the ropes to. So that plus 1 bonus is not going to happen. You guys got to, you know, make the climb.
What's in all that, gay guys? We make fun of each other all the time.
It's just different, you know, because we don't really know each other. I mean, we've been through a we've raided the tomb of a dead goddess together, but that just makes me uncomfortable.
You know? That's like the closest I've ever been to anyone surviving a terrible dungeon together. We kind of became brothers.
all right. Just, you know, yeah. All right.
Go on, make fun of me. Say something. Do it.
All right, you got stupid elf ears.
Oh.
He just throws a fireball at him.
That's racist.
But you just said that I should...
Don't make fun of my ears, man. That's
there are lines.
Come on up, guys.
Wow, Baldwin's a racist.
You said...
I just and start to climb up the rope. Yeah.
Baldwin climbs up. And he just sort of, you know, gets up to the top. He makes it to the ledge and he just dusts himself off and he looks at you and he goes, I hate them.
Aw, give them a chance. They grow on you.
So who's going up next?
Me.
No, I'll go because you're fire. You can burn the rope, maybe.
I'm not made of fire.
You guys got to like free climb it because there's nothing that he can fix the rope to.
Oh,
so no rope.
All right, you can go there. All right.
When are we rolling?
Once again, Strex.
All right, Strex.
Strex Corp.
Eight. I just keep failing the rest of the games.
Well, then you gotta take a different approach.
Tamek, just jump in the pits.
Well, that was not fail. Eight.
I will let you get by with the same condition. You don't see anything to affix the rope to and either.
Okay.
Alright, my turn. Go, power. Oh, I rolled really good. 11.
Right.
I thought I told someone
that. You must have gone, like, drunk rock climbing because you just, you know...
Yeah. I'm not drunk anymore.
Muscle memory.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe this is maybe how I became the goat leaf.
You have like a weird flashback of like a half remembered memory of yourself like free climbing a wall.
I am the goblin.
Wow, what does that even mean?
So what's at the top here?
Just a more cavern and river. The river is, as I said, spilling over like a ledge. The cavern goes deeper in north toward Valconia.
Well, boys, I guess we're heading to Valconia.
Mm-hmm. Onward.
Oh, and yes, there is.
Oh, and there's a dragon.
No.
But she's cute.
There is kind of, I hesitate to call it like a grand staircase, but the stairs are really wide and really flat. It's not like ornately carved or anything. It's just basic stuff. This is in the Valconia side, though. This is the Sala Ilu. You lead back up into the city. It is quite a ways up.
The dragon, she is kawaii!
So we're not going back to a Sala Ilu, right?
No.
It would be best not to.
Oh, wait a second. Is there like a loose stone?
Sure.
I'm going to grab the loose stone. I'm going to run over to the stairs and on the side wall, I'm just going to carve Thark sucks.
All right.
And then pull Thark's head and watch so you look at it. Look at that. Look at what I wrote.
That's it.
I hold the head up to let's see.
You hear like a rumbling from above you and sand and loose pebbles and
Ow! Oh, all right, let's go.
Just you Daunting her, not a great idea.
I'm doing it for Yintos.
Yeah.
He's straight dark smells, and I feel bad, so I just ran into it. Good. like SpongeBob.
Dark really smells like dog buns.
Alright, so it is going to be a week's journey to Valconia in this darkened cavern.
Oh, the adventures we had.
Yep.
That we should never talk about.
We just come back out, like, all arms around each other, all drunk for some reason.
Let's pretend none of that happened.
Boy, this has been amazing how we survived that one.
By the skins of our tails.
I really am the
There
goalie.
Are some moves.
You totally are. You live up to your name.
Baldwin's like a foot taller for some reason.
But his balls are a foot shorter.
And he's made of stone. Sorry you died and we had to bind your spirit to a goal.
A little tiny one. Yeah.
little baby
halfling
goal.
Size.
Alright, since we might have an encounter here, undertake a perilous journey. When you travel through dangerous lands and not on a safe route, indicate the course you want to take on the map and ask the GM how far you should be able to get before needing to make camp.
How far should we be able to get before needing to make camp?
Yeah, how far?
Far, Hal.
Probably you guys made camp in the temple at the end of the second session, I think. Did you? Or at the beginning of the third?
At some point.
Yeah.
It happens.
So you can travel for a few more hours. We'll make camp and do that the whole spiel once, and then we'll fast forward through the rest of it.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Sounds good to me.
Then you choose one member to scout ahead, one to navigate, resolving those moves in order.
Oh, yeah, we have fun.
So those are new.
Oh, here we go. Undertake a perilous journey.
Since we're using perilous wilds, these moves replace those.
Oh,
so okay. Who's going to scout ahead?
What are the roles for those?
Plus wisdom is scout ahead, and plus intelligence is navigate.
I'm good. Intelligence is.
Meyer's wisdom is probably higher than mine. Mine's only plus one.
I'm plus one.
Oh well. I'll leave it up to you. Do you want to do it or should I?
Hell yeah, I'll do it.
All right.
I pretend I'm a wizard. 10.
Well, Myers goes first.
Okay.
You get to choose two. You get the drop on whatever lies ahead. Uh-huh. You discern a beneficial aspect of the terrain, a shortcut, shelter, or tactical advantage. Describe it. You make a discovery. Ask me. You notice the sign of a nearby danger. Ask me what it is and what it might signify.
I would like to make a discovery.
Yeah.
And I would like to get a sign for dangerous stuff to come.
Okay. That is going to mean me rolling on this here table. Someone want to roll me some
D12s.
Oh. There you go.
10 minutes. 64.
Go with two.
Two. Two. Seven.
Okay.
And two.
Seven and two. Let's go with 2-7, since it's a... All right, and hit me once more.
All right.
Seven again.
Seven again. Okay.
Those... And listening at home, which is everyone.
Now they could be listening at work or in their car.
Yeah, no. They could.
Well, we just punched right because it hit me once.
Yeah.
Well, you guys actually hit me twice more because each of you did it. Both of you did it.
I mean, who's dimension, though? Will's dimension, he counts differently.
Yeah.
Then, as you're scouting ahead, you see that the cavern with the river narrows as you're walking up river to where you can't pass by on the sides of it. And it, it there's another, like, precipitously tall waterfall. But there's sort of like a side cavern that splits off into a couple of different passages, and most of them have stairs that go up at a pretty severe angle, like being in a very deep subway.
Okay.
So that's your discovery. And the danger, the sign of the danger. Let's see.
Beware, I might have to bind someone so to a tiny goal.
Roll me a
d12. I'm rolling a d12. I'm rolling the d2.
Two, okay. Is a... We are improvising this, so... Okay. You find littering these stairways. The molted skins of a number of different snakes.
Oh boy!
Just like hundreds and hundreds of them.
Snakes. Why'd it have to be snakes? Was it big snakes or little snakes?
A combination.
Oh.
Some of them are like sleeping bag size that you can like crawl into.
Oh.
Some of them are tiny. They all have intricate patterns on them.
Ooh.
Some of them are like old and desiccated and dry. Some of them seem to be fairly recent. But you do not see any snakes.
That's disconcerting.
However, you get the feeling that snakes pass by this area rather frequently.
I'm going to go tell the guys about this.
Let me show you just how snake-like I can be.
Alex's favorite
one. Alex takes every opportunity to quote Aladdin. So, Eric, how did you do on Navigate?
I got a 9.
9. All right, I choose one from the list below.
You choose.
You choose Pikachu.
Okay.
I'm glad it was a pretty good move.
It was.
So I'm going to say that you encounter a danger.
Good.
A million snakes. Literal million snakes.
That Fenfuril missed. So... Here, roll me some 12s.
That's my favorite. I like Aladdin.
Your 12.
I like Lion King.
Okay, I was thinking, like, why don't we roll mine so we don't have to wait for you to fish out 12s from your bag?
I got two of them right here.
Alright,
that was a movie I watched. That was a Disney movie I watched.
One at a time?
Yeah.
11.
11, okay.
So that's the number of dangers there aren't, right?
No, that's a creature.
Okay. 10.
A oh, good
creature that gives us candy.
I'm gonna need two more.
They give out candy.
5.
5.
Fight on my back, I have swords.
And 8.
Okay.
Unlimited cosmic power.
Itty-bitty-bitty space.
I haven't watched a movie in a while.
Yep.
I know what I'm doing on my 30th birthday.
Disney Day!
Oh, we're going to Disney? Nope, just watching Disney.
Which ones? Aladdin over and over.
I'm there!
Oh, man, that's really weird. But
I don't like that. It's really weird. I probably don't like that. It's really weird.
The river is full of wolf squids.
Wolf squids.
I like these dice.
Wolf squid.
You got a monster. It was beast plus beast. And I rolled squid octopus and dog fox wolf.
Yeah! Ryan, so you missed out on Foxtopus.
God damn it!
You got a wolf squid.
I mean, they're you know, wild canines.
They travel in packs.
So is it just like a wolf head with tentacles?
No, it's a pack of it's a wolf. They travel in packs. They're wolves. It's a wolf squid. They're squids that travel in packs.
Yeah.
Oh.
They call them. I like that.
Squids raise out of the water.
I like that. They are known as wolf squids because they hunt in packs.
Maybe they have like teeth too.
Yeah.
Kind of like canine.
So let's see. We can roll some more details.
Yes, please.
Activity, alignment, disposition, number appearing, and size. So activity, roll me a d12.
Oh, wait, which one did I just roll?
That one.
This one?
Yeah.
The four.
Four. I forgot. They are hunting. Good for you.
All right. What would have happened if I said five? Because that's what the other die said.
Eating or resting.
Oh. Not better.
So they're hunting. Disposition.
12.
Friendly.
Yeah!
Okay.
I like this game.
Number appearing?
Eight.
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 A group, 1d6 plus 2. So there are 6 of them.
No. Oh. I hope it's going to be 8.
So 1d100 plus 40.
And the last thing was size.
Nine.
Oh my gosh.
Nine. They are medium size, okay. So they are like person size.
Oh my god!
So these are person size squids on the six person size squids on the hunt.
A pack.
They're friendly.
Friendly. So they want to eat us. Maybe.
I'd like to point these out.
All right. No. This since you encountered a danger, you actually as you and Walter and Baldwin are walking, Fenn has gone ahead to scout.
Okay. Right.
You come upon an area of the river where it like diverts into two channels, so there's river on either side of the land that you're walking on. And you notice something like out of the corner of your eye leap out of the water, like behind you. You see just like movement. And you immediately, like, whip around, and Baldwin goes, what was it? What?
I sniff the air to see if I could catch the scent of whatever it is, because maybe salamanders smell well.
I found a wolf squid on the internet.
Let me see.
Just put that picture up.
Oh, God. Oh, God. That's terrifying.
That's kind of what I was picturing, a wolf head with tentacles.
So whirl around in that
direction. We can go with that if you want.
No.
I like
Meyer's idea. They're just called wolf squids because they hunt in packs and they coordinate.
And they have teeth.
They've got, like, rings of teeth.
There's that one.
That's adorable.
You turn...
I turn, getting ready in case it's something that I need to defend myself from.
And it turns out that it is. It's poking it's a squid. It's got like ferocious eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't know that that squids could show like recognizable emotions in their eyes, but this one does.
I learned something today.
And it is sort of like staring you down, and then the three of you realize that you're surrounded.
Oh.
Hello.
You're not there, by the way. So you they are crawling up out of the river toward you. And you hear like a low growling sound.
Squids usually don't come out of the water.
The wolf squids can.
Would I have heard of these?
You can spout lore.
Plus intelligence, right?
Yep.
9. I'm good at that 8 and 9 roll today. But at least it's not failures.
Sounds more like a triple.
Wolf squids hunt in a you know that wolf squids hunt in a coordinated pack.
Mm-hmm.
But you know that...
they're vegetarians.
No. If they meant to harm you, they're animals, but they're not stupid. They're not going to come upon you as a group. They would wait. They should have gone after Fenn because he's alone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you get the you're not sure like what their intentions are, but they may not want to kill you.
Right.
Maybe.
Walter.
Yes.
There's a chance they are not attacking.
Okay.
So, be defensive, but not.
They are
to attack.
They are coming closer to you, just like in a ring. And
so, what do we do?
What? I'll hope they understand me.
What do you want?
None of them answer.
They're squids, yeah. Temek.
They're clearly not normal squids. Maybe they understand.
Temek, one of them, like, latches onto you with its tentacles and, like, shimmies up your body.
Oh, no. Shimmer, 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 shimmer.
Walter's hand is on his sword hilt.
Yeah.
You see...
I'm getting ready to summon a weapon.
You see, like, a pulsating ring of teeth. And then a tongue comes out. It just, like, licks the side of your face.
Well, that wasn't an attack. If it's not venomous.
One of them is coming closer to you, Walter. What do you do?
How many are there in total?
Six.
Six.
One of them's on...
I'm going to make Defy Danger with Charisma.
Okay.
To see if I keep my shit together. Yeah, that's a 7. Wait. Yes, that's a 7. So I will stand still and follow Tamek's lead.
All right. One of them, like as I said, like uses its tentacles to kind of climb you, and you can hear it like sniffing. It's sniffing various parts of your body as it's working its way up towards your head.
Just exploring and not harming us.
It would be easier to just kill them.
There's a second one on you now, Walter, coming up your back.
All right, that's it. I throw it off. I grab the one in front of me. All
right, you
shuck it.
You hear a growl, and the one on your back goes to like sink its ring of teeth into you.
I hit it with my sword.
Okay.
I suddenly remembered I'm evil. Fuck this. That is a 6 and 8 to hit it with my sword.
All right. So it's going to get a bite off on you.
All right.
I have to figure out where the hell is the... Here we go. Okay. So take a d6 of damage.
5, so I take 1. And then I deal damage to it, right?
Yep.
These are good.
4.
So describe you killing it.
Oh. I say, all right, enough! I grab the one on my face and throw it away, and I feel the other one sink its teeth like into the back of my knee, and I grit my teeth and just whip out my sword and stab it like behind me straight into the head of the wolf squid, and I just pull my sword away and watch it like dangling on the end.
Yeah, you hear like a whimper as you skewer this thing, and it is kebabbed. Speaking of which, Temek, the one that is licking your face. Is sort of going into a frenzy right now.
I'm gonna try to pull it off.
So
I'm gonna try to pull it, but not throw it. Just like pull okay. it so it's not on my face.
So defy
they're
danger.
They're people size. They're 6 foot
yeah,
squids.
They're big.
Oh, well, all right. Defy danger using.
You decks. Created these monstrosities.
I know it's cool.
With the randomizer. Yeah, they're cute.
Yeah,
you should train one. Keep it as a pet.
12.
12. Okay.
They
so
have
you
to be in water though.
You're not sure. You have an endless urn of water. So.
That's true. Oh, are you thirsty, boy?
They did come up out of the water.
Yeah.
So you managed to like hold it at arm's length. It seems to be snarling at Walter. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Baldwin is freaking out. It looks like he's going to go over into the river. Two of them are dragging him in.
Oh.
So what do you do?
Now I'm going to go into attack mode.
Yeah, I'm
going
to go run over and stab one of the ones that's.
Can I? Phone going insane.
Oh God! Meyer, you have to input the code again, otherwise the bomb will go off.
15, 16, 23, 42.
Oh, thank God.
Phew.
I didn't realize it had been 108 minutes.
It was actually 107.
Right, I told you it'd be.
Yeah, good.
Alright, so now, can I probably can't throw this squid to hit the other one with it. I'm not that strong.
Right now, it seems to be focusing on him. So if you let him do the dirty work, maybe he could be the bad guy and you can end up with a new pet. But, I'll leave it up to you, Fenn. Do you hear, like, the screaming and snarling and... No? Yeah, so you're just all like, snakes.
Yep. Yeah.
We gotta be prepared for some snakes.
I'm gonna run up and slice at the tentacles that are holding Baldwin.
Okay.
Okay, I'll let him do it, and I'll not be the
one. So when I come back, I'm like, so, you got a snake.
I found dinner. Six, seven, eight again.
Okay. It's gonna get a hit off on you, but you can do your damage.
10.
10? Yeah, you... Oh, boy. So you're just slicing the tentacles?
That was what I was aiming for. But...
Okay, you... you slash one of them. You know, with 10, I'll let you get both of them. They spray Baldwin with some kind of a viscous goo, and they ink all over everything.
Oh,
mine ink, or is it just those guys?
Just those guys, the ones that he just killed. So Baldwin is covered head to toe in it.
Good.
And you're gonna take a -1 ongoing. No damage, but they inked all, like, in your face, all over your clothes.
Stupid squids!
And there are still three of them, including the one that you're... so here's the thing, Tamek, if you want to keep this thing's attention, like, focused on you in a positive way, you have to do something to charm it.
Hmm. What do squids like?
It's a fair question.
I will let you play off of either squid or canine. So, like, if you have, like, a toy or a treat...
Some sort of ration thing. One of my things of rations.
Okay.
I could let it numb it.
Sure. In that case, roll me Defy Danger using Charisma.
Yeah.
See how this goes.
Well,
10.
10.
Chewing on bone.
All right. So you have one of the wolf squids distracted with food. You pull out. What do you pull out?
Let's see, something in my... Something that I just got from the, when we filled up our rations before. What
could be
have?
Like, they had grains, they had, like, cured meats, and...
Alright, some sort of meat.
Okay, so you pull out...
Because I assume with those big, vicious teeth, it likes meat.
Yeah. You pull out, like, a piece of jerky or something, and I said, come here, boy. Mm-hmm. And this thing...
I'm not going to hurt you.
This thing, like, its ring of teeth just, like, engulfs your hand up to the wrist. Doesn't bite you or scratch at all, though. You just feel like a sucking, and you let the jerky go, and then it it pulls away.
Very good.
And then the squid, like, comes up to you and starts to, like, rub up against you.
Yay, it likes me.
It likes you.
See, I'm not evil. I'm chaotic.
Meanwhile, Walter, there are two of them that are coming at you because you're obviously a threat.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to kill one of them.
You're Mr. Presumptive.
That's an 8 again.
All right.
And I do... Oh, 7 with -1.
Okay.
And I do 6 damage.
Okay, so it's going to die, but it'll get... You know what? It'll get a damn. It'll get a bite off on you before it does.
1d6.
Yeah.
3, so nothing.
Nothing. And the last guy is coming at you. What do you do?
Kill him. Presumably.
And well, that should do it.
If I can not drop my dice off the table, or kick the table and knock it over. 7, 8, 9, 8.
8. Alright, again. Gets a bite off.
9 damage.
Whoa.
Whoa.
That one was packing heat.
My max is 15 right now. But yeah.
So, take a d6. It goes. You spatter it.
Nope.
Nothing. So the.
Oh, when you said 9, I thought you said that was the damage you were taking. Okay.
No, it was a D6. No.
Yeah, that would be literally impossible.
So, like, Walter, you like, whirl around towards Timek, and you see him, like, petting one of these things' heads, just like, what? Good boy!
Seriously?
Good boy. I like it. you are covered head to toe in ink. The teeth of these things left really deep, like, gouges and scratch marks on your armor.
Well...
And also Baldwin is...
and also Baldwin.
But he's safe and not dead.
Yes.
He's crying.
All right, well...
He's spooning with his spindle of gems.
Yeah.
I pick up one of the dead wolf squids. At least we'll have food for a while. Throw it further up bank.
Look, they're not bad when you not jump it on them.
All right, guys.
Causing havoc.
You come back.
I didn't jump on them.
Well, you threw it.
I got
it was dead.
News.
Oh, the one on my face. It was. There was two.
There was one on my face, and I was fine.
We turned you. You find us. Baldwin and I are covered in ink. There's dead wolf squids everywhere.
And I'm petting one.
So I got bad news and bad news.
What, the wolf squids? Yeah, we know.
No, wolf squids.
you look and see Timek. Basically, like, are you stroking its long squid head?
Yeah, it's a little ew, but it's all right.
It's got like this, you know, snot like viscous film on it.
Is that what you're into?
It's very nice when you're not attacking them.
They're weird.
Yes.
And creepy.
Oh, so weird is bad.
Okay, I take out the urn and just start pouring it on myself to wash all the ink off.
All right, you can remove your -1, so you're clean.
So I got some news.
Yes.
Scout report. One, that doesn't look like it's gonna be an easy road. 2. The place?
The
Falconia.
Falconia.
Oh. What about it?
Oh, well, it's the road kind of narrows, and it's really hard to get to, so there's... I found some stairs, though, we can go up. It's kind of steep, and also there are snakes.
What kind of snakes?
Lots of different kinds. Big ones, small ones.
Ones as big as your head.
Yeah. Well, we already dealt with big squids.
I'm probably lots.
So it's a pet, so I get to name it.
Oh, God.
Oh, this 29 is now a letter of the alphabet. Right, so keep talking, I'll figure it out.
Let them do that.
Start an index card for him, because we can make...
Right.
We can make a follower out of it.
All right, so the path is too narrow for us to walk, is what you're saying?
Yeah, right. That's what got too narrow for us.
Well, the river itself,
with
like,
a shimmy across or something, right?
Yeah,
we want to like shimmy across it.
And then there's some stairs.
And there's stair and there's water.
So it's either shimmy or stairs.
Yeah.
Yeah, stairs with snakes or like. Push yourself through, like, wedge yourself, like
a waterfall. And
yeah,
gotcha.
Up a waterfall.
Let's try the stairs. I think we can handle some snakes, don't you?
I mean, how'd you do with the squid?
Oh, fine.
All right,
I pointed to the 5 dead ones. Yeah, we're good.
Yeah,
and we have right. Minute, by the way.
There's its name, Ebmox.
Ebmox, okay.
EEB'MOX.
So, roll me a d12. 10. It is a fully capable pet. So it gets quality plus 1 and gets plus 2 tags.
So quality plus 1. And what kind of tags?
There's a list.
Okay.
Oh, man. Is Ben... Is
all right, Baldwin, another D12.
Terrorize again. Is he...
Yeah, I'm gonna rinse Baldwin off one. While Tamek's naming the squid.
He traumatized.
He'll be all right. I mean, the squid's tried to drag him into the water, but I say...
Okay. This was the Omega male of the pack.
Ooh, all right.
So he has lived... He was the lowest in the pecking order. Mm-hmm. All of the other wolf squids, like, would beat the shit out of him.
I was thinking alpha, okay.
No. So he's plus meek. Whatever other tags you give him, he's plus meek.
So is that meek and two more?
Yes.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, it
was... He's the one...
The weakest of the...
Fuck those guys. I'm going to hang out with this guy. He gave me food. Those guys just make fun of me.
Basically. So then you come up with two moves for him, two things he can do.
Bite an ink?
Mm-hmm. You could also think of other things. Like, you could do, like, an ink attack for the squid. Or you could, like, since he is sort of a canine, you could come up with some kind of, like, fine danger or, locate items, like some kind of a bloodhound move for him.
Oh, when I think moves, I usually think, like, attacking. All right.
Just moves are things that your new Ebmox
can attack.
Yeah, I want something to attack, so maybe his bite. But I was thinking it constricts,
I would say,
thing, too.
Ink, stay with the ink. That's That could be more useful.
Ink and something else.
All right, so it'll have an ink attack.
It's hard to get out. I can see that.
I can, like, magic it out.
No, I used the water and just washed it out.
I like the idea of it being able to, like, hunt stuff, like, sniff out.
Okay, so you can just however you want to phrase that, sniff out prey or sniff quarry.
Golden buddy, as many times you've kissed death, you should be probably used to it by now, man.
I want to go home.
Well, you chose to follow this guy.
I made a bad decision.
I mean, yeah, you definitely did.
Well, we'll get to Valconia, and then he'll show you some blacksmith stuff.
Okay.
Oh, yes, definitely.
And you got all those gems.
Oh, right.
It's true, I did. I'm wealthier than I've ever been in my life.
You should see me, blacksmith.
You just need to live to spend it.
More terrified than I've ever been in my life, but also wealthier.
No.
No pain, no gain.
You did make that will, like, right?
No, I have not.
I mean, then, you know that will yet? Because how are we supposed to know who gets the gems when you die? If you die.
They do. They split between the two of them.
What about me?
That's up to them.
Thank you, Walt.
Why don't you give me a equal share?
You stole from
me. One gem! I stole. You can hold it against me.
All right, fine. You can split the gems evenly. When I'm dead, if I get eaten by one of these horrible things... Just do
it. Don't worry, Baldwin. I will protect you by the grace of Yentos.
Ebmox will not attack you.
So Ebmox gets...
It might attack.
Gets a loyalty of 1.
Never say never.
Instinct. Make me a roll, D12.
3.
That doesn't really fit.
Okay, so roll again. 6.
Destroyed.
6. Its instinct is to act impulsively.
All right.
So it's going to be 3 was question leadership or authority. So I guess it would like resist your orders and stuff.
It acts impulsively. It's kind of like me.
Yeah. It's cost. Roll a d12.
9.
9. So. Okay. Its cost is glory. It wants to defeat worthy foes in battle. It has sort of like an inferiority complex because it's been the Omega male of the pack its whole life. So it wants to, you know, prove that it is a big wolf squid.
Wolf
squid.
Mm-hmm. I will say hi to Ebmox. I'll kind of just put my hand out, fit my palm facing up, so it doesn't seem like I'm going to like attack it.
Yeah, it gives you like a slurp, like a maybe it's a tentacle, maybe it's a tongue.
Hey there, buddy.
Comes out of its ring of teeth and like licks your hand.
Okay, thanks, buddy.
And. It has no armor, 3 hit points, and it does a d6 of damage with its bite.
Pretty important. Bite my hand on you. There you go.
All right.
And these are the tags that you can pick from.
Okay.
Obviously, some of them are like blank wise is you know stuff. It's not human intelligent. It can't know stuff.
You should have heard what he said a couple of hours ago.
What did he say?
He called me a pointy ears. Racist.
I do not! I just said his elf ears look stupid.
See?
Oh, well, they do.
What? Racist! Both racist! Two racists!
Racist? They just look stupid.
What? If there are elves that have good-looking pointy ears, you should just, like...
What's wrong with my ears?
I mean, they're really pointy.
So? So? Why are they so pointy? That's a very attractive quality in elves.
Is it?
So, you can ask any elven woman. She wants a guy with a very pointy ears.
All right, I will. I mean, I don't think we're going to find many elves in the dwarf city, but...
There's beard fever.
Oh, they get beard fever.
So you'll probably catch one or two there.
So what are you thinking?
Can
you go beard? You can't go back eared.
Now, since squids sometimes don't some squids like can't they like change color to camouflage themselves?
Oh yeah, that's more octopus, but sure. Well, we can incorporate.
So
that.
Can't go with stealth.
You guys don't have a foxtopus.
It had to be a wolf squid and not a foxtopus.
Can I go with stealthy as one of its tags then?
Sure.
Can avoid detection and often get the drop on foes.
Sure. So write that down.
So it's got plus stealthy and.
And I was thinking, since it could launch ink, one of its tags is archer. They use range attacks, not necessarily bows, effectively, and can roll plus quality to volley on your behalf.
Okay, sure. So it can like projectile ink. That's gross, but.
The sniper.
Right.
I like Eve Box.
So Eve Mox gives you a sniff, Fenfrill, and kind of goes over toward Baldwin, and Baldwin, squeaks and falls backwards on his ass, and then he runs over, really more like skitters or scampers over to you, Tamek, and just sort of clambers up you again and hangs off of your back.
Right. Well, If I cut up one of these squids and take it with us, would that be like extra rations?
Yes.
All right.
Insult Eve Mox.
No, we're gonna do like sushi or
maybe grill them. We'll see what happens when we.
Yeah, maybe give me sushi.
Sushi would be more of a first day thing, I would think. They'll get spoiled.
They're man-sized squids. I figure there's more than one day's worth of food in that.
You can have cooked sushi. Cooked sushi doesn't be raw. You can have some cooked sushi.
Well, look, I'm just gonna. I slice the tentacles off the body. And wrap them up and like put them in cloth and put it in my knapsack.
I'll turn so Eve Mox doesn't see that happen.
Look, I'm just taking it with us. When we set up camp later, we'll figure out what we'll do with it.
I'm just saying I can make a mean sushi.
I'm all for it, but I don't we don't have any rice or seaweed.
That's true. I mean it's an ocean. I mean what made this meat you eat in there?
Wakeweed. I don't know if it's going to be the same. I mean we'd have to like dry it out. Maybe when we get to Valconia. Mm-hmm. We could buy some fish and stuff.
That's true.
And then you can make some smear.
Because drying out, I might want to occasionally pour some of that endless water on Eve Mox. So
yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
I mean, do you know how to take care of wolves?
Well, I'll learn on the fly.
You can spout lore and see if you...
I mean, I'll see if I know.
What, intelligence? 8.
8.
No, sorry, 7.
7.
I mean, either way, it's the same result.
You're not real sure how long they can survive outside of water. You know they can, because this one, climbed up onto the land.
Can I look at it?
You can, see if you know. But you do have the endless supply of water, so if you keep, you know...
Keep him hydrated.
Keep him hydrated. He should be our...
Ten.
All right. Myra, I will let you decide then. How long can wolf squid survive outside of the water before they have to be either find a body of water and go and submerge themselves or get doused by your endless urn?
Let's say some. That would be 12 hours.
Okay. All so, right. Like every 12 hours, you have to douse him down, and
that's a healthy jaunt onto land for a squid.
They're
part wolf.
Yeah.
I said they had like a viscous film around them, so it takes a while for that mucus to sort of, you know, dry out, and
that's what was all over.
They're part wolf. Wolves can go even more than 12 hours without having to be doused in water.
8 hours. Let's go 8 hours.
Alright, said 8 hours. So
I'll go with eight.
Okay, so they can...
Bumble up for eight.
They can last 8 hours before you have to... wet them down.
Alright. I'll have to keep on that.
And he will follow you. He can... Since you guys are ostensibly traveling on the river, the Bubs River, he can swim unless there are passages where you're gonna, you know... diverge from the river.
Right.
So you guys,
the stairs we're about to take.
Yeah, are you guys going to try to like wedge yourself up the shaft where the river goes? You're going to go the snake route.
Snakes.
All right.
Hey, so, Walden, you can fit in that snake skin.
Yes.
How about we like put it over you so in case snake attack, then you're just hiding in.
No, that's okay. I'm
convinced that he's a snake.
No, Baldwin, take it. We can make you some snazzy pants out of that.
Snazzy.
Oh yeah, that's... I never thought about that. Snake leather pants. That's, yeah. He gets out his knife and, like, cuts
a... Did he lose your clothes?
He lost his shirt.
Oh, yeah, he lost his shirt. He had, like, a snake shirt.
Well, he takes as much of it as he can carry and, like, stuffs it into his pack.
You can have, like, a snake suit.
Yeah, I could have a whole wardrobe. Assuming that I don't end up inside the body, the belly.
I mean, listen, here's a good thing about snakes. Depending on the type, the ultimate means, like, a constrictor will just swallow you whole, so we can just cut you out of it.
Stop
being such a negative nettler. Let's go.
Yeah. I mean, some might, you know, try to constrict you. Some might swallow you whole. Some might poison you.
Okay, I think, you know, that's you know. I'm good with not knowing the options. I'd rather be surprised.
Okay.
Some of them can spit venom.
That's true. Bring your eye.
Okay.
I've seen that.
I'm going up the stairs now.
First?
No, you know what? Yeah, why don't one of you go first?
I'll go first.
No, wait, come on, Roland. You never go first.
So what's your marching order up the stairs?
I'll go first. I have the shield. I'll go first.
All right.
I've got the four armor.
Who's going next?
I'll go.
All right. Baldwin's going after you, and you're bringing up the rear?
Me and Eadmox.
Eadmox. All right. So you guys, like I said, this is like the stairway leading out of a deep, deep subway. It's just, like, steep.
Ooh, when we get there,
and it goes on.
Nice dwarven weed. You ever had some dwarven weed before?
I think they like mead more than weed.
Oh, no, they've had some nice weed. I've had some good dwarven weed before.
The dwarven hydroponic.
You mean the dwarven hydroponic?
Yeah.
420 boys. It.
There, you can hear the roaring of the river. You feel something.
Snake.
Yeah, like graze your face. What do you do?
I go, snake! I jump out of the way.
I told you there were snakes.
Touch my face.
Maybe it likes
snake.
You.
Oh, I already had that happen once.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the squids.
Oh, hey, a snake is not a squid.
No, I know, but like the squids, they like climbed up and it like licked my face. And
why'd you kill it then?
That's how we became friends.
Because then another one was climbing up my back and it had really weird teeth.
So they had to give you like a little squid kiss. Oh, I got a squid kiss.
Listen to him, Meat Mox. Your teeth are not weird.
Yeah, but because I did kill them, think about the awesome dinner we're going to have.
That's
later.
True.
Be about that thing that grazed your face. Mm-hmm. It was there, then it's gone. What are you doing about that? Are you just arguing with them?
I'm just going to start walking again.
Okay.
Where's the snake anyway?
My shield is still lit up. I said, let's go.
Okay. Do you want to discern realities, or you're just going to keep going?
Do I want to? No, but I will.
That's,
plus wisdom.
Yep.
10!
Oh my god!
So, what is about to happen?
Weird.
But what is about to happen?
Snake orgy!
A snake, rather not a large snake, a smaller snake. You can see it like craning its long body toward Fen.
Okay.
And like opening its mouth, long pointy venom dripping fangs, and it's about to spring on him.
Can I be badass and grab it?
Defy danger.
It's like he grabs it as his fangs are an inch away from Fen.
Nine.
It's not really so much as a grab as you would like. Like you don't like get it by the by the neck. It's more of a swat.
There it is.
It shakes off your blow and hisses.
I'm gonna hit it with my staff. I have a death staff.
Yep, you can go ahead and hit it.
Did I do damage to it, or did I just knock it away?
You just knocked it away.
Bad snake. Wait, which one? Strength?
Yeah.
If you're hack and slashing.
Oh no, I got a fucking 11.
Nice.
So that's what is it? What's a D damage? Oh, D4. So I roll 2d4 and take the higher result. Snake order 3.
Or you could drain its HP. I think is the other choice, right? It's either you do more damage to it.
One's life drain. One's roll 2d. It says death staff, life drain. Roll 2 dice. Take better result.
I think it just does it automatically.
Okay. Yeah. So
3. Then,
so 3 was your highest?
Yes.
All right, so since it's a life drain, you get 3 hit points back if you're down.
Nice.
No.
No? All right, so...
9 plus 4. I'm good. I'm
You're full. All right, so you smash that snake good.
Bad snake!
It loses its hold and just, like, flops to the floor.
I'm going to pick it up. And put, there he goes, pulling a nice leather book.
It's not dead yet.
It's not.
Is it?
No, it's pretty dead.
Okay. You made it sound like it just got like knocked out.
The 6-foot wolf squids have 3 hit points.
Okay,
it's pretty dead.
All right, here, put this on your
crushed shirt. Thank you, Master Fenfrelli.
All right, so for my second question,
make sure not to damage the snake skin.
What should I be on the lookout for?
I think you know the answer to that.
Okay. What here is useful or valuable to me?
Cheetahs.
I'm
looking for cheetahs.
Is there a mongoose dispensary by any chance?
Yes, there happens to be a vending machine.
1 gold for a mongoose.
Yes.
So it's a dispensary, but they're all dead because no one. No one came.
It's a crane game that you have to get the mongoose out. You could never win.
Yeah, they all starve. There's no food in there. hurled some of them at each other, and then the one that's still alive is dead because
I don't know, Eric. What is useful or valuable in this?
To me,
to you,
to Walter specifically in this underground staircase with a bunch of snakes, possibly
is the escalator. you guys should keep walking.
No, it's one of those old people thing that you sit in the chair and just goes up.
My grandpa has one of those.
He's lucky. My crappers are dead.
Jesus. I was thinking maybe some, like, he finds a path or something that's, you know, it's a little more blocked off, so it's harder to for, like, something to get the jump on us. I don't know.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, you find a passage to another part of the cavern system that will not only take you out of this snake-infested area, but might actually get you to where you're going faster.
Oh, look, there's another passage over here that will take us out of this snake-infested area.
How do you know
that's snake-infested? And might even get us where we're going faster. I have a sense. Yintost has told me that it's not snake infested.
He's just laughing to himself.
Best sense of judge.
Well, I'm going that way, and I go that way with the only light source.
I can make light too.
I can make light
too. I got magic.
But I'm going.
You haven't. So as of now, I have the only light source.
What do you think, Baldwin?
I'm already on my way there.
All right. In that case,
does Baldwin?
Baldwin.
Baldwin
Anyone?
Is Baldwin is following you.
What? Oh. Even Baldwin went. I guess I gotta go. Yeah, take some Baldwin more of those gems.
Where are?
Fenn is just waiting for Baldwin to die. We're gonna wake up in the morning and Baldwin's gonna be strangled by that dead snake.
I guess
Fenn is just gonna be pawing at the gems.
Guess that snake wasn't as dead as we thought it was. It was just sleeping.
All right. So about this time, you guys reach the top of the staircase. You've climbed at least as far. You estimate that you're at least what ground level was in Asala Ilu.
Okay.
And you're all exhausted. So it's time to make camp.
Huzzah!
All right. Huzzah. When you settle in to rest, choose one member of the party to manage provisions. Then, if you eat and drink and have enough XP, you may level up.
Do we have to roll to manage provisions?
Nope.
Okay.
We got squid.
Yep.
Eat something else. I won't eat squid. I like a squid.
Then you can mark off some of your rations.
Fine, I'll eat some squid.
Oh, wait, hang on. When you prepare and distribute food for the party, roll plus wisdom.
Alright. I've got the squid.
Alright.
That would be a 5.
Oh. You fucking burnt the squid.
It's spoiled.
Yeah.
Alright, guys, I got this. Ugh. No squid.
It's more like the mucus. Every part of it that was covered in the mucus when it died, it kind of became this really disgusting, congealed.
What part of the squid did you take?
The whole thing.
Oh,
the butt.
Took the butt. Well, I can level up now. So.
Well, that was only one part of the squid's good, and if you're not, it just contaminates the whole rest of the squid.
What?
Most of the squid's bad, only one part's good. And if you leave the one part attached to the bad part, it's just going to get contaminated.
Well, I didn't know that. I've never prepared wolf squid before.
I am going to say, somebody, before you guys figured this out, somebody ate the squid and gets sick. Who is it?
He had the squid.
You were talking about it the whole time.
I know of how to...
I'll rock, paper, scissors you for it, Meyer.
Yeah, not me, because I don't want to eat the squid at all.
Shoot.
Damn it. All right, I ate the squid.
Okay, so you are sickened, or whatever the conned ability is?
Yeah, sick. Can I lay hands on myself?
No.
All right.
So this is kind of how this goes down. You didn't, yeah.
Well, that makes sense. Fence, like, yeah, I got some squid.
Fence,
don't eat the squid.
Fence, like, you know that's spoiled, right? No, no, it's fine. It's.
Nope. Yeah.
It's not fine.
It's fine, but you guys probably won't like it, so I'm just gonna. I just throw it over the water. So. Rations.
I grew up on by the ocean. I know how to prepare wolf squids.
All right, so
you are the goat leaf.
I am a goat leaf.
Since you guys are in dangerous territory, who's keeping watch?
I guess I will take first watch.
You're puking.
I'll take seconds if I need.
Well, I'm not sleeping anymore. So
Two watches. I'll take second watch.
All right, I'll sleep.
So first, second, third. Someone has to roll. Baldwin could take a watch. That's fine.
No, Baldwin can sleep.
Well, Baldwin's gonna sleep.
All right.
Who is gonna roll for it?
Roll what?
It's plus nothing. See if anything happens during the night. One of you gets to choose. You guys get to choose. Okay.
Mine's got it.
So 2d6.
Wait, do we get to level up? You said.
Yes.
Nice.
Now or after the.
After this.
Two away.
GM chooses one from the list below. The person on the watch notices a nearby discovery. One party member of the GM's choice suffers a restless night.
Disappears.
One or more followers causes trouble. Uh-oh. A danger approaches. It is not immediately hostile, but whoever's on watch had better stay sharp anyway. I'm going to say that you notice a nearby discovery.
Okay. I'm discovering all sorts of things.
Fen for real.
I'm glad it wasn't my squid causing trouble.
No, he jumps back in the river.
Yeah, he's sleeping in the water.
Meyer, roll me a couple of D12s in succession.
How many D12s, sir?
Just keep them coming. Because it's got to be at least three.
All right. I roll a two.
A two is a natural feature.
I roll an 11.
11 is a landmark.
I roll a 10.
A 10. An earth-based, so a peak, a formation, a crater, etc.
I got an 8.
Hang on a second. So, natural features. Let's see. Details.
Oh, damn it. I always forget things. I took those 5 damage. I could have done fight fire with fire.
Didn't you take that damage from falling?
Yeah, but if I take damage and the damage is odd.
What does it do?
Roll 1d4 and either add that many uses to your burning brand, take the result forward to summon your burn, and it doesn't matter. Or I could reduce the damage, but whatever. I got healed for that damage and more. So yeah. It's too late. It's far too late now.
Alright. So you notice it's You're kind of like walking the perimeter of the camp. You're camping in kind of a larger cavern by the side of the river.
Also, kind of planning waking up Bolin and make him do this. Bolin wake up and do this. Go to sleep.
When you notice a fair way off in the distance, a stalagmite.
Yeah.
Sticking up from the ground. It's about the size of a person.
Oh, boy.
You kind of, like, walk around and you realize that sort of, like, behind it, but so that you couldn't quite see, there's a passage that leads into a cave.
Ooh.
Very, very rough, uneven terrain, and you think you see daylight.
Ooh.
So do with that what you will.
I'd like to hesitantly explore. Cautiously, I'm going to cautiously explore it.
Alright, make me defy danger using either dex or strength to navigate, because it's a very craggy and rocky kind of cave.
Yeah, 9.
9. All right. You can't get up there yourself without like you need help from your friends. Quote unquote friends. But you can see that the cave mouth is accessible, and it is in fact like open daylight up there.
All right, I'm gonna go get Walter.
What? Yeah. What?
I found something cool.
What is it?
It's a cave, and it's lights coming out of it, like daylight.
Okay.
It's been like 2 days, almost, yeah, a little more than 2 days since you've seen daylight, any of you.
I saw daylight. I haven't seen it for 48 hours. Get that rope. Throw it up there so I can get out of this hellish cave!
Damn, but I'm sleeping.
Your fate our fates are together. We're fated together, so you have to do this.
Alright.
I mean, you'll still be there when you wake up.
Yeah. It's not going anywhere. It's a hole.
Yeah, but I want to go to it now.
And I want to sleep.
I mean, listen. I think I have all the power here, man. I'm just going to keep bothering you so you don't fall asleep. That's basically what's...
Just throw him in the river.
I mean, you realize I'm just going to keep bothering
you. She just stands up, and he's like this giant, armored, hulking paladin.
I have all the power here.
He just, like, cracks his knuckles.
Oh! Damn it! I forgot I had Sanctify. I could have fixed the fish.
I wish I didn't eat that fish.
In addition to now being holy or unholy, the affected substance is purified of any mundane spoilage.
Oh, yeah. Walter, we can retcon a little bit and say that you purified the rest of it, but you definitely took that
fish. Yeah, no, that's, yeah.
You haven't been getting great sleep anyway, because your guts are just, like, boiling. It's
fine.
Really uncomfortable.
Fine, let's get them and we'll go... Climb the rope.
I mean, they'll get annoyed though.
You're just gonna leave them here?
Yeah, leave. We scout it out.
I mean, what happens if we don't come back?
We'll come back. We got Baldwin and his gems.
All right, I'm gonna leave Temek a note, and I get a piece of parchment. All right, Temek went exploring. Be back soon, Walter.
All right.
So I will go with Fen to the hole.
You go to them first, because I gotta go to the bathroom.
I think you're going first anyway. You're asleep.
Oh. Unless you say you want to wake up and interrupt this, then
he's sleeping.
All right. So yes, Temek is asleep like a baby. So you guys.
Oh, wait, are you taking Baldwin?
No, Baldwin's asleep too.
Alright, so at least I'm not alone. It's me and both my followers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You guys head off into the cave. It's going to be defy danger to get to the cave mouth.
With strength?
With strength or dex, I would say. Because you got to either climb.
Wait, did I level up while we were sleeping? Or is that still like.
That's still, okay. Yeah.
Seven.
Seven. Use strength?
Yeah, strength.
Alright, you can make it up, but you're gonna, like, cut the shit out of yourself, and probably, not necessarily yourself, you're gonna ding up your armor pretty bad.
Oh, man.
You'll lose two off your armor.
Two? Damn. What's my other option?
Your suit is two and your shield is one?
Yes. Yeah, my scale armor is two, my shield is one,
And then I have holy protection, so I get plus one armor while I'm on a quest.
Okay, so you're gonna lose one from off your scale armor as the rocky, you know, you really gotta like wedge yourself up and
yeah. All right.
Your other option is you don't climb out.
Okay, I will. I will minus one.
All right, until Tamek or Baldwin.
I already had dungeon rations.
Until Tamek or Baldwin fixes it. Since you got up, you can, like...
Apparently, I didn't need to take dungeon rations, because I had them already.
Ah.
It would have just... I guess it would have had more dungeon rations.
Yeah, well, now you got more. Which you're probably going to need.
What's up there?
I will ask you, pick a spot on the map between Valconia and Isala Ilu along the Bubs River.
There's nothing there. It's just Heaven's Long Peaks.
So it's mountains. Yep. Heaven's Long Peaks. Let me read you the tags that we put on there.
Oh, I got it here.
Okay.
Maybe, if I could find it. Heaven's Long Peaks. Temperate forest and mountains, safe, good, defensible, difficult, holy, property of blank. We never finished that. Resource liquid lightning. That's what the glow is. It's not daylight.
It's liquid lightning.
It's a pool of liquid lightning.
Okay, so yeah, you come up, and it might be better to travel overland here because it's safe.
Yes.
Down in the river passages is dangerous. So it's tell me what you see. It's mountainous. It's difficult terrain.
So Walter comes scrambling out of the hole, and his armor battered, and he's cursing and muttering under his breath. No, I mean I'm up top.
Oh, yeah.
And he takes a step out, stretches, and looks around, and he sees it's nighttime, but there's a strong glow. He's like, what? And there's trees. And he looks.
You hear this like electric hum, and
yeah,
you smell
like
ozone.
A crackle. And he looks over, and there's just a pool of liquid lightning like 10 feet from the openings. Whoa. Fenn, get up here.
I can't.
I'll spend a charge of my adventure kit and throw a rope down.
Okay, so. You can climb up.
Well, I use climbing gear already, so I don't have to spend another
time.
All right, so I throw. Right. You know, I throw the rope.
All right.
You can climb up now that he's thrown a rope down.
Ooh. What was it?
It's liquid lightning.
Ooh. Cool.
You don't know what liquid lightning is?
You kind of slept through your materials class. Mm-hmm. It was at 7:30 in the morning. You didn't really want to get up. Mm. I mean, you like hired someone to take the midterm for you. And...
Yeah, of course I know what liquid lightning is, but you know,
just to see if you know, why don't you explain it to me?
Yeah,
it's. One of the most valuable substances in the world.
Oh boy, we gotta harness it.
Yeah, we do. Because we could sell this for a shit ton in Valconia. They will use this to power some of their dwarf machines.
Well, not really.
Did I forget if we said what exactly liquid lightning was? I think it just sounded cool.
Yeah, we can make it up.
I have a bag of books, I want to use it.
Apparently, yeah, go ahead, Scout Lore.
Oh, rumor. There's a strange tribe living along the Bubs River.
Yeah, I was getting to that.
Oh, okay.
But this is only the first day.
Yep.
So.
Scouting lore. Oh, shit. Here we go. Wait. What is...
Bag of books, I believe you spend a charge and it gives you plus one to your roll.
Okay. And then spell was intelligence?
Yep.
Alright. So I got a... I guess I did a good job. It's a 10. 10.
It's
a roll of 8, like this one. So, I think I used it.
Alright.
Orb.
Good Joe, we're by you.
All right, so Liquid Lightning, as it sort of comes back to you. You skim through the textbook. It's, yeah, you know, you actually dig around until you find your materials text.
Yeah.
In your bag. And just as Walter said,
yeah,
it is used to power a lot of dwarven technology.
Oh, yeah.
It is a powerful spell component of itself. And it is, you have to be very careful when you harvest it. Mm-hmm. Because if you are grounded at the time when you try to harvest it, it will give you a powerful across the body shock and kill you.
Oh boy.
So like you have to be insulated from the ground when you...
I don't think we can do it.
What?
I think we'd be insulated from the ground.
Well, we have Tamek. He could...
They found a pool of liquid lightning.
What's the ground like around the pool? Is it sand? Is it sandy or is it rocky?
It's rocky because this is like a mountainous area that's very tough.
Tamek might be able to use now.
Tamek can't do much to lightning.
No, I don't mean to the lightning, but like he could use his crafting ability to make us glass jars that would be able to, that we could just dip in there and scoop it out.
I mean, you could get earth, that's no problem. You probably got enough sand for like one jar, like in your clothing. Your clothes,
Question though, my handcraft says I can make metal objects.
I would give you, you know, turning. We said last time that you could turn the sand into glass, so.
Hmm.
I will say that it requires you to be, like, very angry.
How are we gonna.
It's like getting mad.
I don't know.
I mean, yeah, I'm all for, you know, getting this money and. From the dwarves.
What if we like chop down a tree and stand on that?
That would work. Wood is a good insulator.
Okay. Yeah. That would work.
Yeah. We'll make a little platform out of like sticks and stuff, and then we could use another stick to like dip the jar in and collect it. And, okay.
So how about we wake up Tamek and Baldwin and
get some and Eve Max.
Yeah.
If you guys want to level up, you gotta go get some sleep. What's his face? Has already slept, but he is cut into your, you know, sleep time, so.
Well, if we're gonna do this, I wanna be fresh.
Okay.
And this isn't going anywhere. So I'm gonna go over there and do something awful to the side of that tree. And then I'm gonna go back and finish sleeping. And then in the morning, when everyone's fresh and ready to go, mm-hmm, we'll tackle the liquid lightning.
Okay. What do we need to do? Stay here?
You don't want to know.
What do we need to do when we stay here?
We'll go back.
Okay.
At least it's not going anywhere.
Yeah, but what if, like...
Oh, wait a minute.
Like, gurgling noises from his stomach.
Yeah. Give me a minute.
Okay.
I go behind the tree and do horrible things to it.
You just you hear noises that you can't unhear. It's like, okay, I'm gonna head back down the rope.
I'm going to go down the rope now.
My hand just comes out from the side and gives a thumbs up. A few minutes later.
Jesus.
Bad fish. And I climb back down the rope. And go to sleep.
All right.
As best I can.
So I guess let's call session there.
Yeah.
Are you guys cool with that? What are we at the clock?
4 hours.
2:42.
All right. That's good. We'll start off next time with you guys trying to harvest the liquid lightning.
And maybe Chris could show up.
And
that
maybe
time.
Chris could come. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you have a choice. You could either travel through the perilous underground, which will get you there faster, but probably with dangers. Or you could go overland, which is going to be tougher because it's going to be, you know, a lot of mountain climbing and stuff.
But safer.
We'll see.
So we can do end of session.
You're in a deception.
I am.
Got him. Wrecked him.
Fucking ouch.
Ruined.
Wrecked.
I'm gonna go cry.
Better.
When you reach the end of a session, choose one bond that you feel is resolved. Ask the player of that character you have the bond with if they agree. If they do, mark XP and write a new bond with whomever you wish.
I don't have any bonds right now.
I only have the one with Fen. I don't think it's resolved.
Okay. Probably should have written a new one at the beginning of this session.
Yeah. But, I'll do it now.
Then, if you fulfilled your alignment at least once this session, mark XP.
Upset the rightful order?
Yes. Okay. Yes, you did.
Did I discover something about a magical mystery?
I would give you the lightning pool. Yes.
I'm gonna go back to Fen and I are bound by fate, and I need to protect him.
Okay.
I must prove myself the most valuable ally to Walter.
All right. How about you and your alignment?
No, spread a dangerous new idea didn't come up.
Yeah, not really. All right. Did we learn something new and important about the world?
Learn about wolf squids.
Learn about wolf squids.
And the cavern at the edge of the world.
Yeah, okay, I'll give you that.
Chasm, okay.
Did we overcome a notable enemy?
Yeah.
We got out of the temple.
Yeah, but you really did that last time.
There were the priest and the scorpion woman who we convinced not to...
Not to kill you. Okay, I'll give you that.
Cool.
And loot a memorable treasure? Not so much.
Not yet.
Not yet.
I looted a wolf squid.
You made a friend. And then we could do nominations.
I'm going to give one to Eric for getting a pet wolf squid.
I'll give mine to Alex.
Yeah.
Eating bad
wolf squid. I'll give mine to Meyer for sneaking that book away and for also finding bed. Us the, what do you call it? Finding
liquid lightning.
The liquid lightning.
Cool.
I can level up.
Nice. You guys can do that now if you wish, or we'll do that off mic.
Yeah, we'll do it off mic.
So before we wrap, thoughts, suggestions, criticisms?
I'm glad that the priestess, they finally acknowledged that they had misjudged us.
Yeah, that was good.
And look at how their goddess rewarded them.
Well, you know what? She's a bitch. I said it. You know what? I'm sticking with it.
You still haven't talked to the head. I was expecting you to talk to the
head. Yeah, because I had the penalty for casting a spell like this whole game. I have to roll.
And now you can commune.
Yeah, I'll do
every
that.
Every time we level up, we increase one stat, right?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to start increasing my dexterity so it could actually be useful. Yeah, I figure so I can be dexterous.
Commune and do that.
I do have a question for you guys, though. A lot of the discoveries and stuff, I was just, like, rolling off the cuff. Do you think it would flow better if I prepped a whole bunch of them ahead of time and, like, had them ready on index cards? Or do you?
I think it's kind of fun to just roll them.
Yeah, but okay. One of the things I liked is that there were, with the encounters, at least, when you were rolling them, we had time to just RP and, like,
I thank you. I appreciate you guys filling in that, you know, so it's not just dead air of everybody waiting for me to roll dice.
I will forever begrudge you not creating a foxtopus. But
it could have been a foxtopus, but it was a squid wolf.
I like
a
wolf squid.
Goat.
Goat leaf. I think that might be the title of this episode. Goat leaf. All right, ladies and gentlemen, in the listening audience, we hope you enjoyed that as much as we enjoyed playing it. Meyer, do we have any last will thoughts?
Sausages.